Blog Talk Radio. Exposed.
Thank you.
Cube.
Come on, baby, mama's leave.
mama's
Thank you.
code.
Take a pose.
Mike Q.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temperance, the overall mother, Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother, Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother, Sasha Garcon, and the icon mother, Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes. History will be made once again. Gagoween.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh girl, I got you 7 times and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips and hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you could never catch a beat, so girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I always used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Sanaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball, so you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball. Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane said, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne. This is what I want to see. Angel comes in laughing and kicking, ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kicks.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with 3 backflips. Laomi spins in the middle screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't rolled cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow, and that Vogue is a stunt. Gagoween! This is what I want to see!
Jasmine, the CEO and founder of the House of Couture. The only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons. the tongues of cats. Need I mention, she's icon and lovely darling. Jasmine Couture.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show, where tonight we will be talking about Gagaween. For all of you that are listening, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Hello to the chat room. Hello to the other chat room and the official Ballroom Radio Station chat. I want to say thank you for tuning in. If you guys are coming to Gagaween, have questions about your categories and things of that sort, I'm sorry, I'm looking at a text. You would want to tune in tonight so we can kind of go over everything in detail. Jasmine should pump that promo in the rooms. I was thinking about that today. I forgot. I was so busy today. I was like really, really, really busy. But I was thinking about putting it on SoundCloud and posting it all over the rooms. I think I'll do that tomorrow. Or somebody will do it for me. So, if you want to sit with us tonight, oh my God, my phone and everything is going crazy. I'm so sorry. If you guys want to sit with us tonight, definitely please call in and we bring us up, you guys can sit with us on the panel. And we will be talking about the categories in detail, kind of giving you full descriptions and things of that sort so you guys don't have any questions. And as far as all these texts and phone calls that I'm getting right now, I am doing the radio show. Who is this? Okay. Let me bring my panelists on. Hi, Mr. Man. Let me bring my panelists on so y'all can kind of filter in while my phone is going crazy. Why does my phone go crazy at the time, I thought? Jason, you're on the air.
The cash is mine. Give me that.
The cash is yours. Give you that.
Yes, the cash is mine. Give me that. I live for that.
I need to know why were you threatened on Facebook today. You know what? Y'all going to stop threatening people saying y'all going to do something at Gag. Y'all all going to gag. Why are y'all all threatening? You know, I need to turn Facebook off of my cell phone because my cell phone is just blowing up right now with all these messages. And let me just turn off this little notification thing. Oh, my God. Who's threatening? I mean, why is she threatening you now? Like, Nicole, can you please call in so we can square this away, too? Because I don't want your cousin Lenny or whoever coming to the ball trying to hurt nobody. So I'm going to need you to call in, too. Hey, CEO, what time does the show begin so I can call in on a conference call? It's on now. Okay. The next caller, I don't know if you're calling because you're a panelist or you have a question. 267-902, you're on the air.
Yes, what's up?
Hi, who's this?
Nicole.
Nicole Bellauna, right?
Yeah, I don't have a cousin, Lenny, so I don't know if you're trying to be funny or not.
Okay, well, what's his name, Lenny?
Lenny.
Huh?
Who's Lenny, Jasmine? Lenny.
I don't know. Who's your cousin?
Who's my cousin? You wouldn't know him, honey.
Why are you threatening to beat up somebody at the ball?
No. Obviously, you didn't read it, okay?
No, Jason, I didn't. I just got
okay, well, let me tell you, baby. Let me tell you. I could take a read. I could kiki. I could play around. But when you bring my family into an open forum, and again, you could snore all you want, Jason. You're getting beat the fuck up because you're
mm-hmm.
taking,
okay.
You're taking
Jason,
it too
Jason,
far.
Jason, don't say nothing. Jason,
you're taking it too far.
But,
Jasmine,
okay?
If she's
going
to talk about her
Jason,
family,
Jason,
this bitch went
Jason,
to my page
Jason,
where my family
never,
is. And she
never went to your page. No.
I said stop. I said both of y'all stop. Now y'all both muted. So are y'all talking to muted air? stop for a minute. Now, Nicole, I'm bringing you back on. Nicole, wasn't you talking about Tiffany's kids and stuff?
Listen.
But were you talking about Tiffany's kids and stuff?
I sure did. Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm going to stop. Listen, this is about Gagline, but you did talk about Tiffany's kids, so bringing family into the situation is not right. So, did you ever apologize to Tiffany for talking about her kids?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you. Did you apologize to Tiffany for talking about...
Why would I apologize to Tiffany? Did you ask Tiffany what she did to make me talk about her children? Oh, okay.
Let me ask you, what did she do to make you talk about her kids?
I'm 40 years old, sweetheart, okay? I'm not a child.
So, Nicole, if you're 40 years old, why are you playing with children?
Playing with children? No, why are children playing with me? This is why the baby boom scene was fucked up. I come from where I would never disrespect an older person or someone in the scene back then. Because guess what? We would have got smacked. And we would have got checked. And that's what Jason is going to do. He's going to get checked, mark my words. You can play with me, but you're not.
Okay, Nicole. Listen, sweetie, I'm not going to disrespect you. I understand where you're coming from, but we're going to leave it at that. We're just going to leave it alone. It's not going to happen on here. So, my opinion, I don't think y'all should be going at it that way. We can't compare family gossip and family reads and all that stuff. You talked about Tiffany's children. I don't agree one to, you know, tit for tat, though. I have other things to talk about. So, Nicole, no shade, sweetie. You know, I love the big girls. I love the femme queens. You know, because I used to be one. But I'm bringing Jason back on. Jason, you're on the air.
Okay.
Vonna, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, how are you?
Good, driving home from my move-in dinner date. So I'm doing good tonight, actually.
How was that movie?
Ah, child. It wasn't good. It was suspenseful, but it was not good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a waste of time a little bit, but I had fun because I was there with my little guy friends. It made up for it.
I liked the first one, though.
The Sinister? We went to go see Sinister.
Yeah, and isn't that like part two of... Oh, no. No, I'm sorry.
That was Tekken. Let me take him.
I was thinking about Collector and Collection.
Oh yeah. No, we went to go see Sinister. I was disappointed, but I was disappointed seeing Paranormal Activity 4 too. So
I heard about Paranormal Activity 4, but I don't know.
Yeah, you only gotta watch the last 10 minutes of it. That's the best part of it. Shut up, yelling.
Okay, let's see who else is on the air. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. What's up, Jason? Hi, Vonna.
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
Vonna.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Vonna, girl. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm scared, but I'm all right.
Girl, you ain't got no reason to be scared. Trust me when I tell you.
No, believe me, you have nothing to be scared about.
I mean, bitch, you're talking about absolutely nothing. That girl better sit her motherfucking ass out. She need to have 6 seats, bitch. And that's what she better do.
I might have to bring a pumpkin full of candy.
Who else do we have on the air? 202-610, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? It's Bishop, y'all.
Ooh.
Hey, Bishop.
How y'all doing?
I need some cold water. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Is this the Bishop last night from Naima?
Yes. You don't know that voice?
Oh, Bishop.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, Bishop, you said you wasn't coming to the ball. You was going to a go-go club.
Yeah. No. What I said is I don't do balls. I've only went to a couple of balls.
I can't have you on the air if you're not coming to support my balls.
No, Jasmine.
Huh?
Hush, baby. Listen, I'm debating about going and coming to the ball just to look at the ball. I just don't see the differences of coming to a ball, baby.
Let me give you a heads up. All that you was given in that email, you're going to see that 10 times the third power, honey.
Yes, you're going to see so many girls you might forget about now.
Hold on, let me tell you, I may be greedy, but one thing I am, I got morals, y'all. I was playing around a little bit yesterday, but I do have morals, man. That one thing about me, I like to enjoy the ball. I mean, honestly, keep it real with you, I wouldn't want to see nobody in the Washington metropolitan area. That's if it's in D.C. or if it's in Maryland. I mean, regardless, if you show off, you're going to get arrested. Period. And they need to know that. They need to know that, period. You're going to get arrested. You're going to gag. You're
going to
get arrested. You're going to gag. Because on Saturday, it ain't no damn court on Sunday. A judge don't have to motherfucking come in the building on Sunday. They can motherfucking wait until Tuesday.
Bishop,
oh, my God.
What are they going to get arrested for? They ain't doing nothing.
Because it's too many people trying to do fuckery at the ball.
They're not doing no fuckery at this ball. This is a
family oriented ball. People just talking to make themselves sound good. Ain't nobody doing shit.
Ain't nobody going to be doing that. Don't worry about all that.
Because I'm thinking, I sound like the WWE, WWF in this motherfucker.
Well, some of them girls look like that.
You better say that.
You got a whole rack of motherfucking Stone Cold Steve Austins and shit. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all do what y'all need to do, man. I just wanted to let my presence know.
The animal steal.
All right, Bishop. Thank you for listening. I'm going to keep you right there.
I like the Bishop. He didn't calm down a whole lot. He can call in again on a Tuesday.
Oh, here you go.
He's okay, sir. He's okay, sir.
216-568 on the air.
Yes, phenomenal.
Oh, my Lord,
phenomenal.
The dead has arisen.
Jason, go suck a cock, baby. How are you?
Ooh.
That's a fake one. I know the difference.
What's up?
That's the fake one.
What's up, y'all? It's TJ.
You nasty little slut. I'll see you Saturday.
Actually, you'll see me Friday night.
I'm not getting it till Saturday.
Look how aggressive. The Jason is so aggressive when he tries to get a point across. I'm not getting it until Friday night.
I'm aggressive. I'm an aggressive bottom, Jasmine. I'm sorry.
I love that.
I can't. Mark, control your brother. I need you, baby.
Jazzy, I'm not going to be on that. I got to get up for work at 4 in the morning.
RJ, you call me a pig bottom again and watch what happened.
TJ, did you check that?
Yes, I did. Canceled.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And the last one I have, I think, is Tiffany. Tiffany, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say hey to you guys tonight. I'm probably not going to be able to stay up. No, honey, I'll be
hey,
dying,
sis.
So. I was still up now, so I said, let me call in and say hi, see what y'all are doing before I go to bed.
I love
how
you,
sis. How was everybody today? I love you, too. How is everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm in the car in my passenger seat, kind of drunk, got to be up in a couple hours to work. It's all Vonna's fault.
I'm at work, and so therefore, honey, I know, honey, I'm going to be good.
Oh, I got to go to work at 4 a.m. I got to be there for 12 hours.
All your people going to sleep early. No, y'all got this ball. They ain't going to kick off till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning in 2 days, honey.
That's why I'm asleep. Like, even before, like, when I went to the last one, I slept, like, from 8 o'clock that afternoon, evening. So, like, I didn't get up to, like, at 1, I think, to start getting my hair done. But I'm asleep, honey. I'm going to be in that room knocked out.
Honey, I'm going to be in a Colombian cartel. I'll be so damn high.
I can't wait to be Saturday. I'm going to be knocked the fuck out all day and night Saturday.
If I see one of your motherfuckers sleep at that motherfucking ball, I'm going to take a bullhorn and stick it in your nose.
Oh, my God.
I'm going outside to my car and go to sleep.
I have. I heard you said you're answering questions.
Yes, I do have a question.
No, I said I heard you answering questions. I said I have a question.
Okay, I have a question. Go ahead.
Okay. Is there any service alcohol?
I am Jasmine Couture's Condoleezza Rice. There will be alcohol for you at the party. If you want to indulge in any extracurricular activities, you will have a wonderful time at Gagaween. Tonight is the night you're going to gag and have fun.
Mm.
Who is that, Trayvon?
That's TJ.
Wow.
Who she calls you, Trayvon?
There will be a lot of beverages, and there will be some special treats.
All I need to know is it going to be some Trayvon there? Because I want to feel like Trayvon.
It's at the hotel waiting on you, boo.
Yes.
I will have special treats, so make sure you hit me up one-on-one. 404-444, you're on the air.
I'm telling you, this shit right here, it's like...
Hello? 404-444.
Remember that song?
Hello. Oh shit.
Dad.
I saw this one already. I ain't watching this again.
All right, Tiffany, I got you on the air. If you're gonna. I'm gonna leave you there. I don't know where to start. You guys have to excuse me. I had a phenomenal day today. How was everyone's day? Jason, what did you do today? How are you feeling? Are you feeling better?
I actually am feeling a lot better. My appetite is back, so that means I am 100% again. What did I do?
Make sure you keep it up, boo.
Huh?
And don't forget, make sure you keep it up and don't forget the fleet.
Jasmine, can you mute nasty people? I don't mix well with bottoms, and that one over there is starting to get on my nerves. And
now a bottom.
What did I do today? Shut up! I'm talking to my pajamas.
TJ is so rude. He likes to interrupt people.
I know. I wish we had
Lana.
Maya.
Yeah,
Lana, why don't you be smirking the child and putting him in his place?
I'm driving, but if you want me to, I will smack the fuck out of him. That would give me nothing.
Now, wait a minute. It's the little things in life that she is not going to get happy off of today.
I think we got a lot going on. Hold on. 202-210, you're on the air.
Oh, my boo texting me. Hello?
Hello?
This is Bishop again. Yeah, this is Bishop again. Yeah. Jasmine. I need to ask you a question.
Are you calling from another number?
Yeah, I'm calling from another number. I got two numbers.
I have you on hold on one number, and you called another number.
I'm actually calling from my cell because I'm outside. I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
When you come to town, do you have a date or an escort for that night?
Yes, me, my children. Yes, she has an escort for the evening. She has her kids. Me, J-Rock.
Bishop, just because I added you as a friend, now you have questions for me?
I don't think my daddy would approve.
Hold on, first of all,
Bishop, I'm going to put you on hold so I can get to the show. We're going to play around a little later. And I mean it, over the phone.
Yeah, play around a little later.
You just text and have fun with you. Can't wait to meet you tomorrow. I'm in love with that boy. I'm going to
Can you get away from your phone, having private conversations,
TJ?
Yes,
they are so aggressive. And he's so aggressive.
Okay. teacher's muted. All right. So, Jason, what did you say kind of day you had?
My day was kind of, it was actually great. I got some good news about the play that I was in. We're actually going to do it again. It's really, really soon. I got some good news from, I'm going to be an uncle. I'm happy about that for the, like, 15th time. So today's been really good for me.
That's good, and congratulations. Vonda, how did your day go? Vonda? you and TJ be doing shows. We're going to come back to you. Mark, how was your day?
It was lovely. I was off. I've been sleeping in and out. I mean, thanks to the weed, but, I mean, it was good, you know. Did a little light shopping for Gagaween, you know, so came back in the house and did, you know, smoked again and passed back out. Shit, it's been great.
Okay. Tiffany, how's everything coming along with you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, I thought I had pushed one again. Everything's been coming along good. I haven't started packing yet, so I'm really kind of bummed about that. I said tomorrow I'm going to do my little last, you know, my packing. But I had another dress made.
Really?
Girl, for Gagaween. So I didn't really want to pack, so I got my dress, you know, and I can just see what's going on with it and, you know, put on stuff. But, yeah, I got another. You know, I had one made for Gagaween already, but then I said, you know, I want to do a little something else, you know. So I got a little horror, fright night kind of outfit in the works that I'm going to be debuting at Gagaween. So, you know, be on the lookout for that.
Okay.
Jasmine, Kiana is in the queue. It's 347-462 number.
Kiana, you're on the air.
Oh, well, hello, hostess with the mostess. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hi, Kiana.
Hi.
Hey,
first
Kiana.
Of all, hey, Jazzy. Congratulations to my niece. Congratulations for that $500. I want my $100. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Mark, hello, Mark. How you doing, baby?
Good,
Jason. I'm
hey,
good.
Mother.
Today has been not a good day today, but I'm blessed. And, you know, today was my sister Crystal Ebony's homegoing today. So I went there and showed my respect for her and her family. So, you know. But, you know, otherwise than that, you know, I'm pretty good.
Okay. So are you.
Yeah. I remember Crystal very, very well.
Yeah, that was my sister. We go back over 20 years before there was even a Crystal or a Kiana or Mahogany or any of us. We all grew up and with each other, and it was a sisterhood and stuff like that. And there was a lot of, you know, the people were there. You know, a couple of the people were there and stuff, but, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Bless her. So, are you coming out this weekend, Kiana?
I am trying to come to Gagaween, but I don't think I'll be able to make Gagaween this week. I am trying. Don't, you know, underestimate me. I may be out in the parking lot again in the car hiding out. So, you know, I may pull
trying
a stunt.
To gag the girls.
I may pull a stunt, and you know me, very old school.
Old school Stafford wife with the perfect smile, huh?
My snags are intact. I do have a lovely smile. Teeth is all together. All veneered. Thank you.
Okay. Well, now that we happen to talk about Stafford wives, I did get into the message. Can I explain Fem Queen realness? Of course I can. Did you mute me? Who am I muting? Yes, I did mute you because you were over here talking to other people. TJ, yes, you're back on the air.
Jay! Goodness.
You over
ooh,
there
hey, Mother
Kia.
Did you just, ooh, are you sitting next to me? Oh. Hey, Kiana, how are you?
Hey, love, how you doing?
I'm good, in the car, riding back home.
Okay.
About to go home and pray that I can make it to work in the morning.
Well, you better make it to work in the morning. You better set your alarm clock. Ain't no, you can get up. Get up.
What people have me out past my bedtime. Huh?
What movie theater did you get full at?
Oh, my.
No, after we left the movie theater, we went to Chili's and I ordered $90 worth of liquor.
$90 worth of liquor? You need to be on intervention.
Vanna let me do it.
Let me tell you something. I tell grown people what to do. If they want to kill themselves, then they can go right ahead and do so.
Vanna, please. Jeesh.
I was my little friend, and we were just drinking, and she let me know, and I got to be at work at 5 in the morning.
Well, you got 5 hours to let the liquor slow down some, you know what I'm saying?
I can't wait to get in my bed.
All right, TJ, enough. I'm muting you back.
See, that's why you mute
him. This is a little too much, honey. We don't spend all this introduction in 20 minutes of people waiting to ask questions. All right, we're going to talk about Gagween, Jason, Vanna, Mark, TJ, Tiffany, and Kiana. Thank you for tuning in. One of the questions that are coming across my screen is I'm going to go down the list. Have mini grants and grand prizes. Really quickly, as you guys know, grand prize has been changed to open to all performance. It is for anyone that is a star, statement, legend, or icon. Mm. All you would have to do is bring a team of 5 boys, 1 female figure known for performance. That can be a femme queen, a butch queen of drag, or even a woman, as long as they are known for performance. As long as you guys are complimenting each other in your look and the introduction of your team as you guys are being introduced and however you guys decide to do it, and you incorporate the theme in your ball and your look, you're able to walk. The first 13 teams to sign up at the ball will be able to compete. It will be Rumble style, and it will be for $2,500. So, again, that is the grand prize, one of the grand prizes, actually, for Gagween. So, you team people out there that I know are scrambling for teams, and you guys are listening, and you guys know people that are walking, make sure you guys let them know it should not be hard at all. Think about it. You know, compliment each other. Make it as simple as possible. Don't break your necks and everything. If you are creative, I love creativity the most. I love horror as well. So, you know, compliment each other in your look. Come out there. Give us a nice show. Come as a team. And, you know, save the element of surprise when it comes to that female figure you have on your team, because that's the highlight of your category, in all honesty. Again, the first 13 teams to sign up at the ball will be able to walk, and you guys will be battling Rumble style for $2,500. So, that's your grand prize, number one, open to all performance. Then we go into the category that is blowing my phone into a 0% of battery life. Open to all runway, the Walking Dead. The look of flesh-eating, high-fashion couture zombies. When I tell you people, especially you, Kiana, and you, Mark, and you, Vanna, the girls are coming for this category.
Yeah, they are.
The girls are coming for this category.
For the runway?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, they are. Yeah, it's some sneaky tricks in the bag for the girls for that category.
This category is going to be such a highlight. And I
wow.
look so forward
yeah,
to
it. Yeah, I look forward to it.
I really, really do. The phone calls that I've gotten, the ideas that have come across my airwaves, oh, my God, this category. If you guys like runway, you guys will really enjoy this category. And
oh, wow.
$2,000 will be the female figures, the queens, the All-Americans, the legends, the icons, so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
$10 pot. With all the people that are walking, they're telling what that pot is going to go up to.
Definitely. And I just hope they bring the creativity, too, as well.
Yeah, definitely looking for creativity in this. Hi, Patrick, Couture Zombies. I definitely am looking for The Walking Dead. I'm looking for you to look like a zombie. Please do not put white baby powder on your face and paint your eyes black and think you're a zombie. It's not going to work. Whatever you do, don't do that. Do not put a whole bunch of mascara on and eyeliner and put some ketchup coming out of your mouth and make you a zombie. Whose phone is that? Vanna.
What happened?
Do not do that either. I don't want to see ketchup coming out of your mouth. I want to see flesh. I want to see blood. I want to see zombies. I want to see the creativity. So really, really bring it. Bring it, bring it, bring it. I'm excited. We'll talk a little bit about that a little later because I know people are waiting for other categories as well. Another category I look forward to is Femme Queen Faith, The Black Widow. Very simple category. The look of a widow who is totally done in all black, who just buried her sixth husband and is on her way to the bank to cash in the insurance policy. That basically means you are wicked. You are wicked. You just killed your sixth husband. You're all about making that money, being totally done in all black. And that's what the $1,000 from Queen Face is for. Simple. One trophy. That's it. Candace and everyone else is asking about Femme Queen realness. It is Femme Queen versus the big girls for realness. Bottom line is it's called the Stepford Wives. Very simple category. The look of a perfect housewife who has been created to be every man's dream. A wife with no opinion, no attitude, no nothing. She just keeps a big, beautiful smile. Very robotic. She was programmed to be every man's dream. She was built very robotic to be that man's dream. To come out there smiling, eyes wide open, very robotic. That's what I'm looking for, the housewife. Miss Betty Crocker, Miss Thing that's always in the kitchen cooking and thinking, and as soon as the husband comes home, she has a smile and is bringing him the paper and a meal, and, you know, that's what I'm looking for. That's what the category is. It is the small girls versus the big girls, and you guys will battle for $1,000. The movie is The Stepford Wives, where you can get, you know, ideas from. So I definitely would kind of do my research on it. But just Google it, and you'll see tons of pictures on it and get ideas for looks and things of that sort if you guys haven't done that yet. The next category I'm going to talk about is Twister versus Sister, the Puppet Master. A lot of people have thought because the open tour performance has been open for everyone that the Twisters and Sisters has been closed. That is not true. That category will still continue for the ones that want to walk it, feel defiant enough to walk both, or the ones that haven't been picked or haven't chose the team and you guys kind of left dwindling in the sidelines. You can still walk this category. Twisters versus Sisters, the Puppet Master, the look of killer puppets who have cut their ties to the masters, their masters, and now are ready to give us a deadly performance. $500 with a $10 pot. So, think about it. A killer puppet. I've seen us tons of movies where the puppets are turning around, turning on their ventriloquist, and all the rest of them killing them and serving them. That's what I'm looking for. Dead Silence, one of my favorite movies, that gives you perfect examples of killer puppets. So there you go with that one. Did you guys have any questions or anything about those few categories? Jason, anything again come across your screen since everybody thinks you're like, you know, the secretary or whatever?
Nothing as of yet.
Okay. Anything particular about those categories right there? You have anything to think, you know, any opinions on, any ideas, anything you want to throw to them?
Oh, wait a minute. a question just came up, but it doesn't pertain to what we're talking about right now. So I'll wait for that. I'll wait and ask that question when we get to that.
Oh God!
It's from Mona.
What'd she say?
She wants to talk about the teams. Have they been picked yet?
The teams are not, Mona, the teams are not being picked. They pick themselves. I have nothing to do with the teams. It's the first 13 teams to sign up are able to walk. They pick themselves. They become, you know, they decide on, you know, their girlfriends, their circles or whatever. Keon, I'm sorry, you're back on.
Thanks.
Their circles and, you know, whoever they want to be. As long as they sign up, they decide on who's the leader of their group or who's their mystery female figure or whatever. That's on them. I'm done picking captains. I'm done calling and checking on them. I don't want to know nothing. So that's pretty much where that goes. Kiana, did you have any questions or anything about those grand prizes?
No, I don't have any questions. I was just wondering, would you consider, like, if you came out there as Mrs. Cleaver, like, Leave It to Beaver, and I came out, someone came out there with a big old smile and came out there with some cookies and wanted a reward at the door. Is that considered a robotic kind of individual for this category?
Yeah. The way you're talking right now just gave it to me.
I just want to know. I want to know if it's really robotic and stuff of my snacks. Excuse me, someone's teeth and all that nature.
Oh, I see somebody coming to play.
Oh no!
Perfect, honey.
I don't.
I should have made it a little mystery and had to get on the mic and give that. That would have been hot.
I hope the girls have fresh cookies baked. Thanks.
That was really cute, Kiana. I live. Vaughn, I know you have a lot of children, and you represent a whole region with your motherly love. Anything that came across your airwaves?
Yeah, she said that. No, most of the stuff I kind of ask you questions about already, and I kind of push it down to them, so they kind of do it now. But I'm going to my computer, so that might not be, it might change later.
Well, you know, a lot of people are very last minute and stuff.
Yeah, very.
With their questions, but I have had a good team of people, and I want to say thank you in advance, like Vaughna, like Jason and Mark, like Tiffany and J-Rock, you know, that have been, you know, promoting in their regions and answering questions and forwarding questions over to me and stuff, and I just want to say thank you and advance before the ball, because there's no telling what's going to happen at the ball. I don't know what kind of mood I'm going to be in, because, you know, there's a lot of haters up there that are going to be there on the sidelines, you know. It's a key. We talked about this last night, but the key is when you see those bitches on the sidelines, you know, they didn't buy a table or nothing. They're sitting in the corner somewhere by a bar, by, you know, one or two other people, and their arms are folded, you know, just sitting there, who paying attention to everything, you know, kind of taking notes and stuff, just waiting for something to fail. You know, I should have had a category especially for them. But, you know, they'll be in the building as well. I don't know why I brought that up.
Jasmine, another question you had, darling, was about the runway. You said I couldn't use any baby powder. Is that true?
Yes, honey.
And no ketchup. You sure? Not a little Heinz,
no,
anything?
No ketchup and fake blood and a whole bunch of baby powder on your face and dry the, you know, charcoal underneath your eyes and think you're a zombie.
Oh, okay. So I won't have to do the baby powder and my ketchup. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is barbecue sauce good?
Girl. You really want somebody to eat you, don't you?
That's the answer the ball.
I'm on mute, thank you.
If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns about grand prizes, please call in. If you have any questions, definitely, because of the time frame with the team performance, please call in. If you know somebody that's walking, and they need some feedback or, you know, just want to get some ideas, please have them tune in so we can help them out, because I don't want nobody, you know, to run into, you know, problems at the ball or just come out there looking like a fool or anything like that. Really quickly, you know, I know we've done it, but guess what? Today is the last day you guys have to hear on the radio about Gagaween. Aren't y'all happy? Y'all don't have to hear that commercial no more. Y'all don't have to hear nobody talk about the ball and promote these categories or nothing. Come Monday, it's just going to be a recap, but that's it. So, then all you guys can hear about is all the upcoming balls. Who is washing dishes? I know it's Tiana. Now she's giving us production.
No, I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
216-862, you're on the air.
That's me, Jasmine, calling from my house phone.
Hey, Bona. Okay. Somebody wants to know if The Walking Dead is based around the movie. Bishop, what movie?
There was a movie called The Walking Dead.
Oh, I remember
what
that.
What was that about?
It was actually a couple of them. Let me Google it, because it was a few movies with that title.
The most recent one was about, what's this? Johnny Cash. That was the most
recent.
Yeah.
And then the one before that was Christopher Walken. It was a little horror suspense movie, so that was, I don't think that applies to any zombie stuff.
Yeah, either one of them, wasn't that?
Yeah, if they're saying the movie, no. If they're saying the TV show, yes. AMC TV show, The Walking Dead, which happens to be so fucking good. If you guys are not watching The Walking Dead American Horror Story, oh my God. Those two shows are really good. But you know what? I want to have a state of emergency show. You know what I want to have a topic about? Why is the youth of this generation, they don't watch TV?
But
they
maybe
that is too.
That is Tiana.
Maybe some of them don't have TVs. Not being mean. But.
They sure find their way to Facebook, though, Kia.
Yeah, you're right.
I've asked a lot of the youth why they don't watch TV, and a lot of them said that it's very boring. And they don't have any black shows on TV. Well, of course, I'm
talking. Is that Mark talking?
Mm-hmm.
I know my buddy Mark did not. Did you beat it out of them, the information?
I almost did, because I'm
a
TV fanatic. So when I hear people say, I don't watch TV, it makes me upset. It really makes me upset.
Yeah, and maybe if they sat their ass down and watched some fucking TV, then, you know, they'll be a little...
Jasmine, Mona is trying to start trouble, and I am not going to say what she wants me to say.
Oh, God.
She better
she
get somebody
about?
Else to say it.
How long is the ball going to be during 13 teams trade? Because that's going to be 3 hours. I live for the commercial. Yeah, that may be
no, that's not it. That's
uh-oh.
Not it.
A new category. Come as on a belly. So is that for as a house, Mona? You want that category as a house? They need to come as the Unabella family?
Oh, no.
I don't think reading innocent family members is fair. I don't think that's nice.
No, when it becomes personal like that, it becomes too much. Talking about people, mothers and children, that's and family, that's too much.
Yeah, but you know what? And I'm not trying to read Nicole, because like I said, I live for the you know, the Seven Queens and stuff, because I used to be one. But I just don't. You talked about her child. You were reading her children at one point, but now you don't like somebody reading your family. And I don't know if he was reading or not, but you got to remember, you know, sometimes it's pretty much simple. It's called karma. You know, what you do on, mm-hmm. you know, others, it'll come back to you.
Right.
You got to be careful what you do, and especially when you're older like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I got time for it. Just like,
I mean, well,
you know,
if I'd have known that she was in her 40s, I would have respected her enough to listen to what she had to say, since I didn't know she was that old. But
you can't look at her and tell that, stop. Okay, I didn't mean that.
I just think, you know.
Hi.
I think a lot of it is silly, but, you know, it's right here and there with that.
Let me tell you something. I'm not being funny towards Nicole either. I've seen her tag my name and say, you know, nasty things about me as well in the group, and I'm not going to respond to her. But Nicole thrives off of this. She likes this.
I know she does.
She likes all of this madness and, you know, drama and things of that nature. And sometimes we feed into it because it's fun or we might be bored. But honestly, she likes all of these things that she's doing. So trust me, her, you know, responding to coming to you the way she's coming, she enjoys this. She enjoys it.
Mm-hmm. I got you. But all that threatening, I've heard 5 people getting beat up at Gagween. I've heard 2 new Oberon mothers are debuting at Gagween. I've heard a whole bunch of 007s are coming out at Gagween because their house was told to boycott the ball. So there's a whole bunch of 007s are coming out. That's going to be interesting as well. Who is that talking?
I think that's Kiana.
There's a light on your page.
What the world?
Mm-hmm. Kiana. I'm going to put you on the side, Kiana, because you seem like you're entertaining with your cookies. A couple of other categories really quickly. Butch Queen Up and Pump. For $100 coming out there as a mutated mutant, and be creative and put some eyes on your heels. $250, Witch Queen Faith, Dr. Jekyll versus Mr. Hyde. You can either come with an evil, wicked look or a well-dressed man, well-groomed. Drag Faith, the Queen of the Damned. I don't mean that you have to come out there looking like Aaliyah Akasha from the movie The Queen of the Damned. It just means you're coming out there being dark, wicked, beautiful, the mother of all vampires. You're giving that mother vampire, the queen of all damnation. Woman's face, very simple. Have a sexy and seductive look, the way you're dressed and stuff. You're a sexy, seductive vampire, and you give us those eyes and stuff that kind of seduce, you know, your victims right before you fucking bite them and drink their blood. Candyman, the look of someone who is very sweet, and, you know, as sweet as honey, that beautiful glow, like someone poured a whole bunch of honey over you, and saying your name 5 times is going to reveal a hidden treat. So we're looking for something secretive and a hidden treat somewhere on you, or maybe you'll show us something. You know, kind of like that a little bit. Teen Body, Angels and Demons, the look of an angel with a demon by their side, very simple. A demon, wicked look, a beautiful heavenly angel look as a team for Teen Body, open to the Butch Queens and the Femme Queens only. That's $100. I'm sorry, Sex Diamond was $250, Woman's Face is $100, Drag Face is $100, Butch Queen Face is $250, Oven Pumps is $100. where was that? Team Sex Siren for the trans men, since the trans men are walking Sex Siren and giving you all that, and the beautiful women, of course, they can walk as a team for Team Sex Siren, the look of wolf-like creatures selling sex during the full moon. So just represent a wolf-like creature to walk that for $100. Femme Queen Sex Siren, the underworld, a vampire warrior dressed in an all-black leather cat suit. We all know it. It's very simple. Black leather cat suit coming out to giving us a vampire look. for $100. Did you guys have any questions or anything about that? Jason, Mark, Vanna, TJ?
No,
no,
it's pretty much self-explanatory.
Right.
Yeah, they pretty much all are, but I want them to hear from my voice, so there is no question.
No ketchup, no no ketchup, no barbecue sauce.
Yeah. And, you know, stuff like that. 832-623, you're on the air.
This is J-Rock.
J-Rock, you have a new number?
No, that's my house number that ends in 666.
Hmm. I'll be calling you no more.
I saw my license plate number ends in 666. And my parking spot ends in 666. That's something I've never understood. My parking space is 666. My license plate is 666. This number is 666. And my electrical code for the name is 4666. That's why I'm pissed off about this. This is supposed to have been a good ball for me.
And you're
going
to meet all your family at 666. Well, officially, this ball is not 666 no more. You know, we changed that. And I had my sister, honey, read me because I had a category called 666. She was really upset about that, Ms. Raquel Balenciaga.
Shit.
My sister is very, very, you know, motherly and very spiritual. She didn't like that. She said, I will not be attending that function, Jasmine. I support everything you do, but I will not be supporting that. And I understand. I love you, Rock. All right. J-Rock, any questions over there?
No, not yet. I just got in and turned on the computer, so.
How was your day?
It was very stressful. That's why I was late. Just got people in my office all day. Like sometimes the chiefs will come in there and they just pop up on you. And when they pop up on you, it's like inspection time and all this kind of stuff, telling you you're a piece of shit, you ain't doing what you're fucking supposed to be doing, blah, 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 get the fuck out of my office. So I've been in a real bad mood because I have to act like a sailor and can't clean out on them. But sometimes I just want to say, bitch, get the fuck.
Sailor's got a potty mouth.
I think I got a caller from your area. They may have a comment. 410-302.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I had a question, or I had a suggestion if you wanted to add a category, the house wax so that Nicole Della Una could walk. Put all that aside. Sorry, I know that was crazy.
I'm done.
But no, I had a real question for Jasmine about the
who died for real? Who just laughed like that?
I did. Was that Mark?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh my God, I'm done, Jasmine. I'm hanging up my phone.
that was Jason that fell out like that.
Yeah. I thought it was J-Rock.
Oh, no, that couldn't have been me because my eyes were just...
Yeah, but you know, the shade is I'm slow. I didn't understand what the caller said. All I know is had a category for Nicole, but I didn't get what he said.
The house of wax.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying, Jasmine, through text. He's not responding.
I'm calling 410-302. What was your question, sweetie?
For the puppet master, are you looking for people to bring it like the actual puppets in the movie, The Puppet Master? Because I could see the judges maybe getting confused by some of those effects.
No, not at all. Basically, it can be any type of puppet. You know, I always tell them, I always say, I throw the idea out there, but I want you to give us your interpretation of the category or what it's calling for. So it is for that person to give us their interpretation of it. Now, if they want to incorporate exactly what was bought, you know, what was done in that particular movie, they can do so. But it's not just limited to that movie. You know, it's the look of killer puppets. It can be any type of puppets out there.
Jasmine, okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you consider Chucky a puppet?
Chucky's a doll.
Right.
Okay.
A puppet is pretty much which where, you know, they either have the strings tied up and they're sitting there dancing up and down, being controlled by someone, or like a ventriloquist has his hands and they're controlling the mouth. And, you know, their eyes are painted, you know, a certain way, and they have those, you know, their mouth, you know, kind of painted like very, you know, squarish and stuff. You know, either that or they do the movie itself. You know, it's just kind of puppet. But, you know, we see in their performance, we see in what they're dressed, how they're dressed and stuff, we'll know that they're a puppet and not a clown. Was that your only question, caller?
I was just curious. I know that the Mystery 666 is a mystery category. All the participants are a mystery at this point, but could you give any kind of juice to make it hot?
Somebody not listening.
Okay, you do know it's no longer 666, right?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Of course not.
It's now
so
555.
You weren't aware that it's open to everybody, Stars, Satans, Legends, Icons, and it's a team of five, and it's the first 13 teams to sign up.
Oh.
Where have you been? Where was your Monday?
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to put you on the spot. It's okay. I'm going to put you on hold, caller, but I want you to go to the archives and listen to Monday's show and yesterday's show. Okay? But thank you for your questions. I really appreciate it. 267-902, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Nicole.
What the fuck, man? You're going to sit here and talk about me all fucking night? Don't you got time to be promoting your ball?
First of all, we're not talking about you. It's the audience that's coming in talking about you, and we're paying it. But like right now, we're going to pay it, right? You're going to hang up, we're going to pay it. Somebody else is going to call. We can't stop people from calling in, saying anything about you, Nicole, you know. So it's not really us.
Right.
Nicole, why are you upset? Sweetie, I'm not upset, baby. I don't bang with faggots, sweetheart. You got me fucked up.
Okay,
I don't
think girl,
you can
hang
fuck
up.
Me.
Nicole.
Are you kidding me?
Nicole, listen.
What's up? I'm listening.
Can you please mute him?
Okay, that's Jenny from the Bronx.
She talk a lot of rah-rah shit to sit her fat, funky ass in Philly, and girl never want to club out of there, girl, and you want to threaten people with that little late-ass, tired-ass family. Go get your funky ass out of here, girl. Girl, trust me, I got your number and your address, bitch. Right, bitch, wrong day, girl. Try another bitch, girl. Good day to you, sir.
Where are you coming?
Nicole, I can do is really laugh because...
Girl, she pissed me off, girl.
Faggot.
She a nigga.
She's calling people
faggot. Girl, she a man, girl. You want to keep screaming fish, girl. You're a fat faggot, Miss Thing. And you sit up here, girl, and you try to just cry for attention, girl. Get you a man, girl. There's all these training chasers in the world, bitch, and you can't lay up with nobody, but you call the radio show every night, you fat bitch. But I'm so sick of her. Late ass. So you're a naughty ass queen, girl, that's trying to make yourself relevant, bitch. You're 40. Give it up.
Yes. No shade, Nicole. After you said you was 40, I was done. I have nothing else to say. Well, Mama, why don't you just be a lady and a grown-up?
Like, for real. Give it up.
Nicole,
really,
you're back
stop.
On the air.
Just,
Nicole,
no.
Are you coming to Gagaway?
Can we
put an end to this?
Yeah.
Jasmine, you really don't want me to come to Gagaween because I will really make them gag.
No,
seriously.
I want you to because I
here she goes.
I
girl, stop it. Just
empty dress, girl. What's wrong with you?
What?
I think you're a nice person, and people, if they got to know you, they would get along with you.
Baby, I'm not going to keep defending myself and trying to prove myself to anyone. every action comes a reaction, and I understand that too.
You know,
you're making it like I just pick on people. Why don't you, like, back the whole thing up and see what's said to me in order for me to respond?
Why do you care what's saying?
You're
too old to give a fuck.
Yeah, I am coming across the screen. It's not like we're even calling your phone. It's just fun, honey. We're having fun. Don't you notice that? This is
you're
what
too
we
old
do.
To care.
Yeah,
listen,
just give it up. We're just having
listen,
fun.
Listen, I've been kicking with y'all, reading back and forth. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I talked about Tiffany's children, but I was brought to that. Okay?
You were forced.
Furthermore, Jason posted my family's pictures in a gay forum.
Nicole, you went to Tiffany's page last week and went to her kids' page and posted something. You posted one of her children and then said something about her children.
I never posted her children's pictures. How dare you?
You said something about her son being gay. Come on, Nicole.
I'm not going to download somebody's kids' pictures on my computer.
Even if you didn't, you still said her son was going to grow up to be gay. That's very offensive
yes,
to a woman.
What did she say before that?
Disrespectful to you like you're disrespectful to them. So let's leave it at that. You know, it's just a bunch of disrespect going back and forth.
Listen, who are you, Mark?
Yes, please.
You Cali.
Okay.
So, bitch, fall back, mister, okay?
I'm done, Hamburglar. Right there. He is the worst. This is why the bedroom scene is like that, because you allow naughty karates like him to sit in the fucking room with y'all. You don't even know nothing about the scene, first and foremost. That's what irks my motherfucking nerves. And he sits there and got the nerve to try to read somebody. Jason, you're a fucking ugly nut. Look at you. What magic narrative are you playing?
Put you back on hold,
what? The fuck out of here, dude. Are you kidding me?
Tired of life. You was tired of life damn near 30 years ago. Bitch, you 40, and you just coming back to a game. The difference between me and you is I make this shit fun. These motherfuckers, and excuse my French listeners and people on the phone, these motherfuckers don't pay me, feed me, or fuck me. So what they think about me, it ain't gonna matter to me. The bitches that I roll with are bitches that I roll with. These motherfuckers that are on this phone are real life motherfuckers. Fucking people. These bitches don't sit on the motherfucking phone and say, oh, I'm at the casino. I just had windows put in my house. Bitch, that's motherfuckers that live in La La Land, like you, Herman. So fuck you, girl. Go find some mud and roll around in it, Wilbur. The farmer wants his best pig, but that one died, bitch, so let him fuck you. Now I'm done. Bitch, die. And I've never told nobody to die. But, bitch, the day you came for my motherfucking mother, and you talked about my mother eating watermelon and fried chicken, bitch, you came with the right one now, baby. So now, anything you get, bitch, is payback. So fuck you, girl. Your feelings got hurt old fucking well. You lost feelings when you lost that finger. Poor bye. Your backstage edge is motherfucking waiting. Now take several seats in a motherfucking stadium. And I thank you, bitch, for reaching out. You're always motherfucking welcome in a whorehouse, whore.
Bitch.
Oh, Jason, you talk the fuck out of that.
Wow. And if anybody didn't know I could read, the bitch read tonight. Bitch, I can be all kinds of motherfucking knots, and I tie knots too. I got a bag big enough for a bitch like you.
Let me tell you something, Nicole, about them same girls you said that call us knots. These are the same girls that we all, and including you, came up with back in the day that are still traveling to place, sleeping place to place, doing things minute by minute. They're called nomads, Nicole. So before they start calling us knots, why don't you find out if they got any type of credibility in the real world? They're only calling us knots in the ballroom, which only lasts 3 hours, and the beat always comes behind it. Once the music stops, they're lost. So it's
see,
fine.
You know
they
what?
Can call us whatever
they
want.
Let me say something. All that talking and all that reading that y'all doing, Nicole, and Jason and all that, I ain't got time for that.
Okay,
and
no chance.
Tell,
I'm going to beat her
really
ass,
quickly,
and it's no chance.
I'll tell you really quickly, I would want someone to do all that in my face, because
right.
It's they did, I would knock the motherfucking daylights out of you.
I'm not going to hit that man, but if that man come at me, I'm going to defend myself.
Well, I'm not going to lie. If that bitch come with all that yin-yang at my sister's function, Miss Thing, I don't have no problem. Everybody want to scream police and jail and all that. If any bitch know my background, they know I don't give a fuck about none of that. I will beat the whole shit out of her, Miss Thing, and feel
the
nothing about it. Girl, so bitch, she needs to keep it real motherfucking cute, bitch, and real kosher. She play with all these other girls and read back and forth, bitch. I'm not no reading type of girl. I'm going to beat her motherfucking ass, her, her Uncle Lenny, her cousin. And Sunny and all the rest of them. And
okay, okay. In order to take care of this, I'm just going to do it one more time, and then I'm done with it. Yes, Nicole,
sweetheart. Like, first off, Jason, you must be stalking my personal page. If you knew that
Jasmine,
the new
if
windows.
She's going to be here, I'm gone. I will see you all. I love
she's,
you all. There
Jason,
is nothing. There is no, Jasmine. She went to my page, and she said something on my page. You all can go to my page and go through my pictures and see. I am not going to sit here and go back and forth with a liar. I will stand by what I do. Let that man be a man and stand by what the fuck he do.
All right, Nicole, thank you for calling in, honey. I think you've had your turn for the night. You just ruined everything. I'm
well, if that man can admit to what he do, I will apologize. You know what? I'm not going to apologize. I will apologize if my actions offended you. But I'm not going to apologize for what I did because that man never apologizes for the things he does. And I've never felt like this on this show before, because I can take a read as good as I can give one, but bitch, when you cross lines, I cross them too. And if she don't apologize to me, she at least needs to apologize to Tiffany for talking about Tiffany's kids. Tiffany's kids can't defend themselves, but Tiffany can.
347-413, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello, Jason. Hello, Mark. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Can I just say this? I think you guys need to stop entertaining her because she's just out of control. Obviously, clearly, she has issues. And I think, like Mark said, that she lives for the drama. This is what she do. She obviously has no life. You know, and then Jason, you clearly said that, you know, you shouldn't care what no one say about you. So why did you care about what she said about your mother? She don't know nothing about your mother.
But his mother's deceased, and that's a very touchy feeling. That's just like if somebody talk about my grandmother. That's not a good thing to do. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's not.
When you don't
and I
know
have and I have a deceased mother too, and I understand, and I can understand where he's coming from. But at the same time, you know, she can say whatever she want to say.
I hear you, Carla. Wait a minute. Let me take a deep breath. Woosah. I hear what you're saying, Carla, and what has me upset is that this man calls in on radio shows, goes in chat rooms, and cries victim. I'm not crying victim because anything I do, I stand by it. But this man is crying victim. Woe is me. These people are picking on me. If you're going to do something, then you stand by it. Be it right or wrong, you did it and you stand by it. Yes, and I'm standing by what I said. And I agree to stop because she ain't worth it. She ain't getting my energy or my power. I'm taking that back right now.
Okay, so that's done. Thank you, caller. Bishop, you're back on the air.
Yeah, hey, what's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey. Yeah, hey, look. Man, I love you, Jason. You hear me? Love you, dude. You know why? Because the simple fact is that, dude, I was over this junk in tears. I heard everything. I was over here in tears like I don't know what, man. I think she needs to just get a bag of cocaine and just chill the motherfucker. Because I'm gonna tell you something right now. I was talking about that baby powder shit. I was like, look, let me tell you something. It's already going to be enough motherfucking bitches in that motherfucker that's already powdered up in their nose anyway. That bitch right there, I think she needs to come to the damn ball with like quadruple bags of cocaine so she can calm her ass down, man. It ain't that serious, man.
Jesus Christ, let her finish.
Yeah, it really isn't. 323-286, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm fine. Hey, everyone. How y'all doing? Hey, mother.
Hey,
Mark. I was trying to call my mother down, but, you know, she don't already handle Danny DeVito, so we fine.
Where the fuck is my blunt?
I done rolled up already. She takes me all the time. I tell this girl.
I'm going outside to smoke. I'll be right back.
Well, I'm going outside with my blunt. I'll be on the phone with y'all, honey. Smoking.
Oh, yeah, let me get my cordless phone. I can get on my cordless. I forgot about that cordless phone.
Everything. Well, I'm sitting here packing my bag right now for gasoline, so.
Tiffany, you're on the air.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
So does this mean she's not coming? I thought she was, and then she's saying no. I'm looking for. I bought a fresh can of Bear Mace. I'm looking for her.
I'm gonna get you a stun gun, a taser.
I don't know why. Why would you bring Bear Mace?
Okay, that might because she that might bring a knife to a gunfight for that big old beast. So go on,
she's
a
big bear. See, I'm the type of person that brings some lighter fluid and a book of matches.
Thank you, Jasmine, and some kerosene, baby. It's in a bottle, honey. Watch you burn like Carrie did to the palm. You're gagged. That's what I said. I don't even know why these kids do all of this.
Jason, you know, calm down. What you said was wrong. You know, even I got offended what you said about my kids because, like you said, you know, kids don't have nothing to do with that. You know, basically, she didn't look up my kids. She said my child whole name, Nassim Evans, da-da-da-da-da-da, woo-da-woo-da-woo. You know, you said some very vulgar things. It wasn't just about, oh, they're going to be gay. Oh, my kids are sucking each other's dicks. I mean, come on. What kind of nasty, perverted fucking freak thinks some shit like that about babies? You know what I'm saying? Some little bitty kids. Like, that says you, that bitch mind ain't rat right there, honey. I don't know.
Not at all.
It brings me back to something, Jasmine, you told me a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but a couple months ago. I remember we was having a conversation, and you said, you know, oh, Tiffany, you know, oh, with being in this lifestyle and transitioning, you know, you take medicines and stuff, and, you know, it can fuck with your mind, and, you know, you have to be careful about stuff like that. You remember you said stuff like that? I'm to the point where I think, honey, she's 40, so ain't no telling how long she's been on it. She's been pumped too much. So it might be don't fuck with her mind from her taking all them stuff. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think
of. Well, I would say this, honey.
I think that picture flat in her face was fucking with her brain.
Okay.
I mean, if she really wanted to get to me, she didn't have to use, like, that would get to me, my kids, of course. That's why I'm praying she comes, because I'm going to bear make her ass. But if she wanted to get to me, the worst thing to do to say to me is all she's going to say is, bitch, you're not a real femme queen. I mean, girl, that's like a knife to my heart. I mean, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing. Now, that's the thing that would have got, that would have been my kryptonite. I mean,
bitch,
I'm going
to fuck you up.
I mean, 347, we got a call at 347-462. Get back on.
Kiana.
347-462.
That's
Kiana. Mother Lunch Lady.
And that was a kid. All right. That's Gagween. That was our little intermission of Gagween. I hope you guys enjoyed that show. But now we're going back to the categories. Sad people of that.
Gagween or die.
What's up?
Misha, you had a question about a category. What were you talking about?
I don't know. You already answered it. So I want to ask, was The Walking Dead in reference to the movie or the show that comes on the Sci-Fi channel, whatever, some channel come on? But you already answered. You already answered the question. But I will say this: since we, I will say this. I think it's late and it's tired for anybody to hold back anybody from having a choice of which ball they choose to go to because you took a plan to have a ball the same day. I think that's late and that's tired in the community overall. But if you want your coin, if you want money, if you want a good battle, Gagaween is your stage. If you want a name, a Jasmine Couture ball will always give you that. I'm done.
Thank you, Michi. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. All right, somebody's background.
Is Kelly on the phone tonight or something?
No, it's not Tiffany. I don't know who it is.
Because normally I hear pots and pans and going and...
I know. It's like crazy. Chat room, hello. Everyone's still there.
I ain't smoked a Newport in years, and I want a motherfucking cigarette.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about some of the categories again. We are going up to open to all labels, the sixth sense. I want to see pieces, six different pieces by six different designers. That is for $250. It is open to all. So that shouldn't be hard for you label girls. Open to all foot and eye. Designers from beyond the grave, very simple. Make sure your pieces are from designers who are no longer with us, a part of the past. Open to all best dress. Dress for the Scream Awards, very red carpet look. You know, you got the cameras and paparazzi all after you. But in your outfit, make sure you're a thinking horror, some type of horror, pain, gore, death. Basically, you know, you're giving us blood or you're giving us spikes, you know, for pain or you got meat on you, you know, like Gaga did, you know, her little meat dress. You know, something like that. You're giving us something crazy. That's $250 plus a $10 pot. So that's for you best dress girls. Streetwear versus high fashion. High fashion, pretty much. Leprechaun in the Hood. Just make sure one of your pieces is green. And the outfits that you're wearing, make sure one of your pieces are green. And don't forget your gold. You know, just have some type of gold accessories on you. And that's for $100. Sneaker versus sneaker. Prom night, come dressed for the prom. And make sure you have killer footwear on. Sneaker versus sneakers, $100 at that ball at Gagaween. Team Realness, the Children of the Corn, pretty much a very popular category. A lot of people have been asking about it. It's open to the schoolboys and the pretty boys for the Bush Queens and for the drag and the junior femme queens. That's the junior femme queens. It's open to you guys for $200. Just the look of evil killer, you know, I mean, evil kids in the cornfields in Nebraska. Very simple category, and it's $200. Butch Queen versus Femme Queen, sexy realness. So you are real and yet sexy. And I'm looking for the Twilight Saga. You know, just your sexy vampire or werewolf, you know, the shapeshifter or the Volturi if you're a fan of the show, I mean, of the movie. That is $100. Trans Man versus Butch Queen, Executive Realness, my favorite show on Showtime, Dexter. That's a very simple category. $100. You dress like you work for the police department, and you specialize in blood. Butch Realness, American Horror Story, just looks like you're a psychotic lunatic in a crazy house. That's $100. Maniac Cop for the Thugs Realness, as well as the Trans Men. Thug Realness, Trans Men come as a brutal murdered cop. So just have a uniform on. That's $100. Open to all realness for the Legendary Girls. That is $100, and you just look like you like to torture people. Bring your bag of tricks.
you know, whatever you use to torture people. And those are your realness categories. Femme Queen, Junior Femme Queen, Drag Performance, The Possession, Dark, Deadly, and Wicked, giving us a demonic performance, $250 for, you know, pretty much Femme Queen performance, female figure performance. Team Realness with a Twist, this category is open to those people who are not voguers, they're not known for voguing, they may walk other categories, but when a beat comes on, you'd be twisting in the corner, you'd be, you know, shaking and tacking those beats in the corner. Well, this is your time to come out and show us. You know, you're known for realness, you're coming out, giving us realness, and you do like the twist. That is open to the Butch Queens as well as the Junior Femme Queens and Drag. You must have gotten your sense for realness first, so make sure you walk that. And the last category is Pop, Dip, and Spin. A lot of you people know it by Old Way. I know it by Pop, Dip, and Spin. Beyond Thunderdome, just kind of look like, what would you be wearing if we had a nuclear bomb hit us? How would we be living, you know, like savages and stuff? So, what you say? Hello?
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 I thought I heard something. I'm hearing things. So how would that we look that? Give us an Old Way performance, and that's $100. And I'm done talking about them for a minute, and then we'll talk about the Virgins in a few minutes. So what's going on, y'all? Any questions or anything your way?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So I want to know for the Open Soul Realness, the torture, are they allowed to bring in, is there a stipulation, a weapon?
I would definitely try to incorporate stuff that I can buy at Tort Party City and things of that sort. I wouldn't be trying to bring in, like, real weapons.
Because remember, it will be official police officers in the building, so they may confiscate that stuff.
So you can't tie no jumper cables to a battery and clip it to their nuts?
Oh, my Lord. What the hell?
What happened? Oh,
that's from Hollister.
But that might be how he, what he looked at as torture. That's hot, yeah.
That's from Hollister.
Y'all never seen Hollister? Hollister will make you throw up.
Yes,
I love Hollister. I
do too.
Mm-mm, honey.
Y'all are creepy.
I like stuff like that.
I do too. I like Hostel. I like The Collector. I haven't seen the collection yet.
Well, that's
I'm not
gonna lie.
I like it too.
That's,
I like all of that stuff too.
That's the category is called Hostel. You know, just get some ideas of how you like to, you know, kill, you know, torture them. You know, what do you like to do? You know,
dig their heart out with spoons.
Yes. Put on a glove that's got nails through it and just stick it into their chest.
Wow. And this is coming from the legend. This is coming to the future legend. This is coming from the future legend, the Purple. Wow.
Plus, I can get creative. Have y'all heard who my grandmother is?
Did you say, do I know who your grandmother is?
No, I know you know.
Mark. I said I was not going to walk this ball, but a fire then just got lit up inside of me. I think I'm going to come out and play.
Oh, work out, bitch.
All right, now.
What category are you walking?
Who, me?
Yes.
That question came by harsh.
It's a few categories now that I done got this creative juice in me to start going. But they all zombie-type categories. I'm
going to
say, J-Rock, I'm staying away from your category. I'm staying away from the $2,000 category. I'm only going to deal with the $250 girls.
We have two private callers. The first private caller got on the air.
Jasmine?
Yes?
Oh, Jesus.
It's Nicole.
How do you doing?
Okay,
go ahead, let her talk.
I'm not letting her talk. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm not talking about it anymore. Private caller on the air.
Okay.
give a shout out to the House of Fellas. And I want to say, you know, my son, who think he a woman, I want to tell him he can't be petting the animals at the zoo.
Who's your son?
I'm a Prince fella.
Ooh.
In the room cupcaking with that retarded boy, Trayvon.
Oh, Prince in the room.
I'm sorry, Granny. I'm sorry, Granny.
No, you know y'all going to get in trouble for having the Special Olympic kids up in here. So you need to pay more attention to the room.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you got to put me back on mute, babe.
Thank you. Right. I love you, Granny.
Oh. This is just crazy.
I can't.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, Kiki.
Oh, my God. I hope that. Oh, I would. Oh, my God. She needs to come to the ball, and we just put her in a room, and all she needs to do is just talk.
Talk on the microphone, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I am crying. I don't know if it's because I'm high.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see. I cannot wait to see y'all on Saturday.
Somebody is on the phone breathing something hard.
That's me. Leave me the fuck alone.
It is giving me...
Well, they just muted Nicole, so it couldn't be her.
Can we? And you know what?
Can we?
Not,
what?
I can't. They said if you don't say the devil name, it don't exist.
That's why I know.
So what did you want me to say?
I was just getting ready to say, can we not even say that name?
Okay, no shame. Like Bloody Mary.
Bloody Maria.
Bloody Marlo. That's a man.
So Jasmine,
you should, the butt cheeks in this room.
I got a question. What kind of drinks will be on tap? What kind of drinks will you be serving? Will we have special Halloween concoctions? To make the girls come out, just gonna make the girls come out their clothes.
Oh. I don't serve that, because everybody don't need to come out their clothes.
I'm be living
it.
I've been muted 5,000 times. Jeez.
You in there with pots and pans and talking
honey,
about
I people. Wasn't in the pots and pans, honey. I had a question for you, honey. You had me on mute forever. I feel like Helen Keller.
Yes, bring Helen Keller to the ball.
Yeah, Jasmine, the question I have is, you know, I'm a Church of God in Christ woman, and this in your ball, it's a lot of wickedness going on here. How do you go from Betty Crocker to Aunt Jemima over to killing somebody with some nails and busting their brains open? Jeez. That's what I want to know. It's wickedness. I just don't understand.
You didn't see that movie, Serial Mom.
Yes, God.
That means I got to go in the court building and have my legs wide open and shaking my legs wide open in the courtroom. Well, I think I do cereal mom then.
How are so many people offended by the theme of your ball? And, I mean, Kiana, I'm pretty sure you could vouch for this. I don't think you might have ever done it. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We have had balls in churches and all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. We have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Play about, you know, people having something against balls, you know.
Right.
Like, bend it over this stuff.
You know what? I'm going to say this.
I want to make a comment to this. We get so offended about symbols and symbology and stuff like that, but don't nobody have a problem with putting drugs in their nose.
Oh,
don't
my.
Nobody have a problem with no dick down their throat. Don't
Ooh,
nobody
my.
Have a time with ratting dick, but everybody wanted to be confused about a number. You got way more other things in life to worry about than that number. That's what people need to realize.
Hmm. Right. Was that Vonna?
Yes.
I'll meet you in the back.
we have a caller. 202-610, you're on the air.
That's what's his name, Bishop.
No, this is Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
I am Maya Angelou, and I just want to say that this ball, a lot of people are going to be pregnant at the end of the night.
Huh?
Yes, after
Lord.
Everybody serves blood, I am going to impregnate every single femme queen
oh
at that ball. Phenomenally. I am telling you, I will rise. My elite.
Thank
you. You are going to be in any book of records if you impregnate any femme queen at all.
Okay.
You are going to
I'm going to be the one on Murray saying you are not
wait
the daddy.
Wait,
you know
wait
what,
minute,
Jason?
I want to know, these people that call in, are they really disturbed? Like,
yes, they are. They all are. And, but they're worried about 666, and they mentally challenged. I can't take it.
Maybe you knew what about them meds. I'm guessing he called in from two numbers. He chased that femme queen and he wants to impregnate them now. I'm done. I can't with this guy.
That was the wrong Maya. He didn't even have a poem.
He didn't even have the poem. I'm going to fuck you up, kid.
I got to go out tonight. My adrenaline is pumping.
This is turning slightly into a Tuesday night.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Jasmine says she wanted to have fun tonight.
Yeah, she did. And this is definitely a Tuesday night. And that's no shit.
Oh, where's London?
Private.
It's her, Jasmine. It's her. Honestly,
no,
if it's her,
no,
just
it's
let her.
Her
say what she needs to say, because she's not
yeah,
going to stop until she gets to say what she needs to say. So
yeah,
just let
she
her say.
Nicole, you're on the air.
Jasmine, that's very rude. I'm trying to say something to Tiffany.
Okay.
Tiffany?
Yes?
Where's Tiffany? Is she on? I'm right here. Oh. You know what, Tiffany? Honestly, and this goes for everybody. This is like all of us are too old for this. You know, it is ridiculous. And I want to publicly apologize. I'm saying what I said to your children from my heart. Either you can accept it or you don't have to. But I was definitely wrong for saying what I said. You know, I just wanted to get you heated, but that's not the way to do it. And I have, you know, basically nothing else to say.
Okay.
Okay,
they
I accept your apology, honey.
That was
I
really
appreciate
nice.
That.
Okay.
Thank you, Nicole. That was very nice.
Uh-huh.
Something is not right.
Very respectful, very, very respectful young man to the lady. Very respectful. you know what?
I'm adding Bishop to the room because he is just Bishop.
Does he keep pressing one?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Y'all know he likes the girls. I'm about to go out and get a wig, Vonna. Can you do my face?
I added you to the official ballroom chat.
Kiana, can you
now
teach
you
me how to
be
a Stepford wife?
Now you can be in the chat room with all of us, and you can get out of that room that you're in, because every time that pops up on my little feed and I see those words, I'm like, yo, I don't want to see that I'm in that room. I don't even know that room is for most. That
Trannyville
room.
Oh, I don't go in there.
Oh, yeah. I hate that room with a passion.
I use it as promotion. And
yes, because it truly gets the boys.
It brings the boys to the playground.
It be the same boys in every trying to change the room, I'm telling you. They don't change.
I got motherfuckers wanting to be my
they
bottom.
They like gremlins. You throw water on them and they multiply.
I added you to the room. All you got to go to your feet and
wait
say,
a minute, brother. I'm not
going to
act like
room.
I didn't just hear that.
You heard that, bitch. I got people hitting me up saying they want to buy them for me now because I read. What the fuck? I'm not that aggressive.
Oh, I'm done. I'm going to throw up right on this step.
I'm a lady. Shoot, I feel some kind of way right now, and I feel all this testosterone running through my blood. I got to go out and
for you. Oh.
Kiana,
I got
I'm
to
here.
Go out tonight and shake my purse.
What you doing?
I'm sitting here. I'm baking my cookies, waiting for Vaughn in the back.
Okay, you know what? You gotta get you some cookies and some cake. You gotta
let me tell you something, baby. I've already conquered a housewife situation, but I want you in the back. Cause I saw you looking at me the last time, and
you
look at me one more. You look at me one more time. I mean, I'm gonna bust your eyeball.
Yeah, because Kiana was looking good in that silver. Was that silver or gray?
That was an opal gray Tadashi gown.
That gown was amazing. Yeah,
thank you.
It really was.
Thank you. I stood in the parking lot all morning waiting for my category all morning in the car.
What hall are you talking about?
Watch the throne.
Is that the parking lot with all them trees look like?
Yeah.
That parking lot is a rude set, bitch. No shame.
Yeah, I was over there. I was over there. I didn't have in the car today.
What happened in the woods?
By the time the category came, Bobby Jones' gospel was going off, and I was going in the back.
Kiana, you know what you had to do was walk next door, girl. You see all the people going to church.
No, I couldn't go with that gown on. The train was so long, and I try to do a moment, but sheesh.
They thought she was coming to church for the first lady.
Oh, no. I have to have my Church of God in Christ hat with my big cross on my hat that says Jesus in the middle and
Saint
in my diamond.
No. Your good St. John on.
Yes, I'm coaching, honey. I'm Church of God in Christ.
Don't come for the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm going to talk about the virgin categories really quickly.
Yes.
And then we are going to kind of just, you know, have fun as we leave the lines open for anyone that has questions. Virgin categories, pretty much the house that wins the most trophies in the virgin category area will win $500 for their house. All they have to do is incorporate the theme of the event, meaning horror, and pay tribute to any horror icon or master of horror in your look. It can be anything that you want, incorporating it. And I mean, it's very simple. A t-shirt, if you want schoolboy, a notebook, a pen, a lunchbox. If you want realness, you could probably have, you know, anything that incorporates the theme of horror and you're paying tribute to any of those people out there. I mean, any of those, you know, horror figures out there, Freddy, Jason, all of them. And a key word in the virgin category are, this is open to only the ballroom participants that have never won a trophy at a major ball for his or her category or any other category. Do not attempt to switch categories and walk the virgin categories that night. If you are known for sex siren or anything like that, and now all of a sudden you want to walk best dressed or realness, you cannot do that tonight. This is only for the people, the new kids, or the people that have never won a major ball before. So remember that. They never won a major ball. They just win locally or, you know, little things like that. This is the categories for them. And really simply, best dress is male versus female, two trophies. Virgin face, butch queens, women, drag, femme queens, four trophies. Virgin realness for those new schoolboys, pretty boys, thugs, drag, and femme queens, five trophies. Runway for the women, for the butch queens,
for the drag and for the Seven Queens, Virgin Runway, Virgin Sex, Sexy, you know, Sex Siren, that's Butch Queens, Women, Drag, Junior Femme Queens, Femme Queens, as well as Virgin Performance. For the Butch Queens, Soft and Cut, Dramatic. For the Women, Women Performance. For the Drag, Drag Performance. And for the Femme Queens, Femme Queen Performance. Whatever house wins the most of those trophies will win $500 for their house. If you are a 007 and you want to walk the Virgin categories, you can do so as well and just give your trophy to whatever house you would like to.
I'm telling y'all, y'all better bring y'all kids together. I'm bringing some together for that ball.
Who's that? Is that
Fauna?
Oh, it's you again.
And really quickly, before we change it up a little bit, the ball, I'm looking to have the doors open at 3 a.m., no matter what you guys feel or think. I have a large team that's going to be setting up, and I look to have the doors open at 3 a.m. I'm asking you, please, if you are a virgin, please get there early and on time, because I will be starting door. I will be starting the ball as soon as right away. So get there on time so you guys have a chance to walk. I'm telling you guys now, it's only 26 categories. I am not going to open up any additional categories. I'm not going to open up your category if you miss it and nobody walked or whatever. So I'm sorry. I'm just going to go with the flow and get the ball over with. I'm not opening up any additional. I'm not going to open up the categories. So virgins, please be there on time. Please, if you are a house leader or you know people that are walking, please send the message to your members to get there on time, to get there early so they can be the first in the building so we can get the category started. If we're walking more than one virgin category, will there be time for us to change? And in all honesty, I can't tell you that because those will be the very first category.
Hello?
And if yes, Kiana. Kiana? Okay.
She clicked
can
over.
Y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to go down in those lines. So if you walk in best dress, maybe you better run and get ready for sex time or something like that. Whatever you're doing. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to leave it alone now. You know, if you guys have any questions, Jasmine, can you post the gasoline link for what, Mr. Man, the event page or the trailer or what link did you want me to do? Oh, and you know what category I forgot to talk about? Yes, they are... okay. The last category is Legendary Femme Queen Performance. Very simple category. Just bring it. Bottom line is you got to come out and give them a little read. It's like calling them out and reading. Get that bitch. It's the revenge category. $1,000, and the audience will be able to add more money to the pot if they want to make it hot. But it is starting off at $1,000, and this is open to the legendary and iconic femme queens of our ballroom. You guys have heard the scandal sheet. And I'm going to play a little commercial really quickly just so you guys can hear it again.
Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh girl, I got you 7 times and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips and hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you can never catch a beat. So girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I owe you. Used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Anaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball, so you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball. Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane said, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne. This is what I want to see. Angel comes in laughing and Kiki ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kick.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with three backflips. Laomi spins in the middle screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't rolled cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow, and that Vogue is a stunt. Yeah, go win. This is what I want to see.
So let's talk about the queen performance really quickly. Who are you guys looking forward to see on that floor? Give me your top three, Jason.
Oh, my goodness. Sanaya. Janice. And I can't think of somebody else. Naomi. I said her name wrong.
Mark, give me your top three.
Sanaya, Alyssa, and Ashley.
Vonda, your top three.
Sanaya, Ashley, and Naomi.
Misha, your top three.
My top three would be Sanaya, Christina, and Angel.
Kiana, give me your top three.
Christina, Amina, and that's kind of hard. It's so old school. Let's see. I wish it was. It's hard. Give me Sanaya.
Okay. And you all said Sanaya.
She's fish, what? Honey.
Yeah, no shade.
No, we should have said Leah, honey, after she gave that performance. Baby,
oh, yeah, no shade.
And
I mean,
watch
yeah,
the throne.
No.
Miss Leah
no.
did not. What?
No.
J-Rock, baby.
Because I showed didn't get to say mine, and it's clearly
ooh,
the icon is a performer because everybody said Sanaya. So, Sanaya, Roxy, and Laomi, because I know that they're going to put on a show.
We should have said five.
Like, no shame.
I got stuck at that three. Jeez.
I didn't want to get too close to that.
I want Roxy, too.
Okay.
I want Kiana on the floor.
Oh, no. Is that Keisha?
Oh, my God. Keisha hasn't been on all week. Where is she?
Wow.
I hope she's okay. Sometimes she sounds so angry about life.
I know.
I mean, I was angry.
And
all right. So, listen, this is what I want to talk about. Again, if you guys have any questions around the gaggling, hit me up, press one or whatever, but I'm going to change the topic a little bit. We're going to stick on horror. I love horror.
Ooh.
I love October. But I want to ask you guys about, Vonda made me think about it when she said people are stuck on numbers and stuff. What is your opinion on the world supposedly ending December 21st, 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Can I answer that question first? Because I don't want to forget that. Please. And this is just, I don't want to be too spiritual, but this is just how I feel. God said no man knows the day nor the hour.
Hey.
Come on.
Yeah, to sort of sit there and try to calculate it, to try to sum it up in our minuscule minds is beyond me. I just don't even think that would play out in his playbook. Not to me.
Mm. Thank you, Juanita Bynum.
It's just the truth.
It is.
So how many people were before, you know, when 2000 hit and they said, oh, when the new millennium kicks in, we're going to lose this one and lose that. How many people thought it was true?
I thought it was true because I was mad at my bank. They didn't want to give me all my damn money out of there.
I didn't. We had a kiki party. We was outside. We actually was me, my cousin, and her boyfriend, and this dude I was talking to, and we was all outside laughing at people like, look, bitches, shit still work.
Oh, my.
I remember bringing a message on this at church when I was a teenager. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I was a youth minister. But anyways, when
mm-hmm.
I remember I told the congregation, I refuse to believe the world is going to end in 2000 when the Lord has already showed me what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
So I never believed in it. I graduated in 2000, and I knew I did not work that doggone hard in the situation I was in to not graduate. No.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Was that the bishop?
My belief has always been that's where their calendar stopped because that's where they died. Had they still lived on, their calendar may have went further, but because they died off, that's just where their calendar stopped.
I mean, it's a little, that's a double-edged sword because, like, my legal name, which is Amaya, is the queen of the Mayan people. So I study them a lot, and that's why I chose the name. So it goes a little bit deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it was something that they thought, something that they believed, just like it's something, things that we think, things that we believe. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's true.
You know what? If you believe that the world is going to end, then it will end for you and not nobody else. Come on. It's a mind thing. So that's what I always tell people. It's a mind thing. If you really believe something's going to happen, believe it and it will. I'm not believing that.
I mean, just what would have happened if Columbus really, if everybody really thought the world was flat.
Okay.
Right. People, you know what I'm finding nowadays? People believe much shit nowadays. They believe everything. You can tell people anything nowadays, and they'll just believe it. I guess that's what's going on.
I'm so glad Naeem and I am
home. Where is Naeema tonight? Where is Alexis tonight? They didn't want
Alexis
to talk about
Alexis had a long night last night, so sis probably recuperating. She went to Vogue Nights and had a good time.
Oh boy.
Okay. 803-521, you're on the air.
Oh my God, damn. I just been on the air like all this long time. Oh, Trayvon.
Oh God.
So,
here come the rereads.
I mean, everything I'm talking about, it is like basically like this. It's disrespectful. I mean, like, why would you talk about, like, when the war ends? You don't even know when the war ends. I mean, if you think the war ends December 21st, I mean, that's good for you. I mean, I don't even give a fuck.
I'm getting a headache. Ma'am, I can't do stupidity. And it's okay.
I don't understand.
You know what?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Wait,
Trayvon.
That's the problem.
I got something for y'all. I'm going to give you a little treat. Okay. Trayvon, you're back on the air.
Hello?
Trayvon, I want you to speak to somebody, okay?
Okay.
Nicole, you're on the air.
Yes. Come on now, Jasmine, don't be shady.
Okay, hold on. No. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, God.
Don't talk shit if you're not ready to spit shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay.
So, Nicole, Nicole, who are you?
I'm good, baby. You know, you got it.
I didn't say, no, stop.
You got it,
stop.
Boo, I'm good.
No, stop, shut the fuck up. Who are you?
Oh, my God. Really, all that?
I don't care. You obviously want to talk to me, so I'm asking you, who are you? So you can't get mad if I asked you, who are you? And I only know who the fuck you are. So, bitch, tell me, who are you?
Jasmine, please get me off of this.
Obviously, you need to get your stuff off, bitch. You need to log off. That's what the fuck you need to do.
Oh. I can't. I quit. I don't want to play no more.
I swear to God. Bitch. What kind of conversation was that, bitch, that we just had?
Oh, my God. I don't want to play no more.
Tiana, can you please say a prayer for me?
We come to talk by faith.
Oh, my God. Can we pray?
I can't take it.
Oh, my God.
Can we pray? Can we pray?
Well, I could say 666.
Okay. Did y'all like that?
You tried the shit out of that, Jasmine. You did.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Vote again.
I don't want to play no more. I don't want to play no more.
I don't care what nobody say.
He tried to get out of it. He said, no.
Who the fuck are you?
He said no, bitch, log off. Wait a minute, hold up.
Maybe it's just me, but do y'all remember watching The Bodyguard?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember on The Bodyguard, you remember the man that they thought was a stalker, and then he kept going, no. The car wash, too.
But no, Shay, Trayvon should not have no phone. They should not be letting that boy get on the phone do that kind of stuff. That's no shame.
I could deal with Nicole a little bit more than Trayvon.
Yeah, I could deal with Nicole all night. I can't deal with Trayvon, and that's
no shame. I'm sorry. Give me Trayvon all day.
Oh, yeah. You want Trayvon to turn to Swiss cheese. I can't deal with that.
Wow.
404-977
on
the air. 404-977. Oh,
yeah. Is this me?
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, hi. Yes, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Yes, I got a question. I'm so sorry to bother you right now. I just got on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to make you repeat. Can you tell me what was the category? Do you have the category for faith? I was asking for the category for faith. Do you guys have that? Yes.
At Gagawin?
Yes. Oh, God.
Yes, that's correct.
Are you talking about regular faith or virgin faith?
No, butch queen faith. Is that virgin or what?
Have you ever walked faith before?
Yes, I did.
You walked mug, okay.
Okay, well, it's Dr. Jekyll versus Mr. Hyde. It's $250. And
okay.
You can either come either way. You can come as a mild-mannered man, well-dressed, well-groomed. That's what you're looking for, being well-dressed, well-groomed. Or if you want to come as with a wicked look, like of a homicidal maniac, that's basically like wicked face.
Okay, then. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Be blessed. This has got to be low IQ. This got to be low IQ hour. I don't care what nobody says.
All I just want to say, go to gag.
Y'all have to be mindful that some people started doing drugs earlier than a lot of us.
I'm not about to keep blaming drugs. We're not about to keep having excuses. We're not about to keep pacifying people. This is a travesty to the educational system, and it's just no shame. These people are crazy.
Yes, they are. I would definitely.
Because he wanted to walk mug. He said he walked mug before, and I said, you know what mug is? He said, I know what mug is. I walk it. So he wants to walk mug.
All I'm going to say is tonight has been one for the archives. That's all I'm going to say. That tonight has been one for the archives.
Mr. Wow. Man said that Mr. Man said that was a classic for Ballroom Chat Radio. One trait, Nicole.
Oh my God!
Oh, like, he told that girl to log off. I said I'm off where.
Give me one, judges. Jason, give me one. Trayvon and Nicole.
Tonight's
battle. One, Trayvon and Nicole. Give me one.
Trayvon.
Mark.
Trayvon.
Vonna.
Nicole.
It is shade on the pan.
That's the kind of judge I am. I throw it.
J-Rock.
Trey.
Bishop. I mean, Michi.
Trayvon.
Kiana.
Mrs. Butterworth.
Okay.
Oh, so the girls went for the girls.
Yeah, we don't vote when we vote to vote.
It's two.
Ooh.
Oh, that's it. Grandpa Trayvon, you won.
The only thing she gonna win outside the Special Olympics.
You know what, Vonna?
Trayvon, congratulations.
What? Yeah.
You amazing.
Congratulations.
You don't
want your trophy?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, on air, congratulations.
First off, bitch, you can never compare to me. That's what the fuck you can do.
I really can't compare to you, baby. You're right. Grand prize number two, you won. Bitch, you won the cash, too.
I bet you won the cash too.
He won the cash, honey.
You won a short. Your grand prize is a short school bus, bitch.
No,
okay,
your
it's yellow. Your envelope is yellow, honey.
Okay, with a prescription
helmet
in there for Ritalin, bitch. Go get it up. Go what?
Your grand prize is a Dr. Seuss book, bitch. Green Eggs and Ham.
Ooh, that was my favorite.
That's too advanced. That's way too advanced.
Kiana, you having fun with us tonight?
I am having a wonderful time. I've been over the stove all night, and, you know, I've been up on my sewing machine, sewing my apron and stuff, and getting my flat shoes from Payless. And I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Prince in the chat room said this was the mentally challenged versus the Dwayne.
Well, hello.
Y'all are
if
too much.
If you listen from your computer in the chat room, please call in.
Bonna, what is your name on Facebook, Bonna?
The Queen of Maya, Revlon.
Oh, excuse me, dear. She gave me the whole E by E. The Queen of Maya. I can't even find you.
We're good friends already.
Oh, where is you? I need to find out who I'm walking against, honey.
Let me go into my thing.
I see, I found you.
Yeah.
I can't find her. Tag me on something so I can add her. Cause I've been
she got some titties on her. I definitely got
to
give me a nice little.
I've been meaning to see who this lady was for a minute.
Oh my God, look at Vonna, honey. This is wickedness. I hope he's coming out with this is pure wickedness. She got titties.
I didn't know that I was already friends with the queen.
Yeah, we friends with the queen. She's the queen of G. All right, Mom.
Call in if you say you don't be able to say you're able to hear the show 347-215-6820. And right now we're just going to kind of key a little bit for the rest of the evening. Jason, what is this about this employee handbook? What happened?
That's some comedy, comedic, some shit somebody put on their page, and I thought it was real at first. Then I read it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is such a key. that I stole from somebody's page, some butch queen off of Facebook.
Hey. The inner circle has been quiet lately. Where's everybody been at?
Vacation.
Okay. I've been trying to get ready for Gagarin.
I'm scared.
I am too.
So what do you guys want to talk about now?
Let's change it up.
I was talking about the after party.
Oh, brother, you're shaking the table.
I'm shaking the table.
I still want to talk about last night's topic because I didn't get to get my point because Mark tried to accuse me of being a user.
I was a user. I don't care. You can say what
I was not a user. That was my lover.
The floor is yours, and just so you know, you have a lot of listeners tonight. So go ahead and take it away.
Because okay, we're talking about, where is Kelly? She's supposed to bring this topic on about the can you date an escort or how about dating an escort?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, verbatim. And so I gave my experience of being in a relationship with someone who was an escort. And, you know, Mark tried to say that I was using them. And
I'm working him for his escort and coin. Well, I mean, brother, I love you, damn. But I love you too, brother.
But I was not working him for his. That was my lover. He was the man of the house.
But that was your lover that you enjoy getting your car no paid and not paying no bills, and that's fine. That's good. That's completely fine if that's the type of love. But logically, people are going to be like, well, bitch, he ain't paying nothing. What you mean? He just using you. I mean, that's just the common, you know, thought process.
No, that was the choice that he made. I did not ask him. I always keep my own.
Right, but to me, all right, let's just put it like this. I guess because I sold drugs for so many years and was always on my own, I have this mind frame that a man's supposed to take care of his own no matter who he's with. So maybe I'm just a little misconstrued on how the gay lifestyle works as opposed to being with another man, because even when I was with another man, I've always had my own, and I would never let a man take care of me, because that, to me, it just means that I'm kind of slipping at my own job. So that's how I feel about it. You're in a relationship. Would say if you sitting there and not doing nothing and you're able and you're not a gendered woman, transsexual, whatever, then you're being worked or you're working somebody. That's just how I see it.
We ain't being worked, Mark. Give me the number.
It would be fine.
He's talking about she's saying the butch queen should be able to get up to work. Mind you, I got up and went to work.
He was the man of the house,
and he took care of the house. That was a choice that he wanted to do. That's what he did. I still got up and went to work every day. I also cooked, and I cleaned, and I washed clothes, and I dropped things off the drive. I did my part as well.
That's right. Those are things
but in the
do
same
anyway.
Token, my whole mentality is, and though, you know, a few relationships that has not worked out that way, but me pretty much being the bottom in my relationship, I'm very much like my mother was.
Shut the fuck up. But brother, listen, you preaching to the choir. I'm the bottom in all of my relationships, too.
But let me tell you how I look at it like this. I would not want to. I'm not the person to go, you know, be a butch queen and drag or become a, you know, a transgender. That's just not my forte. But in the same token, no shade, the way I see things, is, you know, pretty much what my mother do. My mother has never paid a bill. My father always went out there and worked. My mother gets up and goes to work every day. And her check always was for her and the children, and to take care, you know, for us to go shop and do whatever. So that was my mentality that I felt, you know, I should have, me being a butch queen, being, you know, the more passive one.
Well, let me read the question. Let me read the question to y'all so you can get it straight. It says, a question came to my inbox today. Mother Kelly Mizrahi, how do you make an escort your lover? I really didn't know how to answer the question, so I want to ask my ballroom chat family, how do you or would you?
I would
say no. That's the whole point of our conversation. No, I really wouldn't, because I wouldn't feel like I was equally
you know, devoted to the person the way I'm not. I don't think he's devoted to me the way I'm devoted to him. If you have to do that as a means of making money, then and there's no other option for you,
right,
then that's what you need to do on a single note. In my book, I think that you should be single doing things like that. And if somebody comes along, I'm not saying you need to stop. Maybe somebody like my brother Michi would be fine with you doing it. You know.
Okay, but hold on, Mark, because you left a bit. Because I was not fine with that after a while. No shade.
No,
that's
I'm not saying that.
I
mean, some people might be fine with it for a week. Some people could deal with it for a couple of months. Some people could deal with it for years. Some people could deal with it for the rest of their life. You know, some people have different ways of looking at things. They look at people a little bit differently depending on the person. I mean, let's be honest and let's be logical. If you see a drop gorgeous guy, somebody probably with the body of a boxer and the face of this man, nine times out of ten, you're going to be more submissive and more submitted to doing things because of the way he looks, as opposed to being your own person. A lot of people fall victim to doing things for men like that because of the way they look. Don't let's just think sex and everything else. This man is looking like God to some girls. And the fact that you've got him, you want to keep him. So you will do whatever it is that you need to do. And I'm not saying anybody or everybody. With
right,
some people will do
yeah.
to do. And just in order to keep this particular type of man. It's just the way some of the ways that the world works at this point right now. And probably always has. So I just think
it's when you got to go through that point, Mark, of doing that, I think it's a matter of settling. Like,
yeah,
nobody
right,
can ever say that. We've all settled. Nobody can sit there and say, oh, I never did this, I never did that, because once in our lifetime, in our past life or whatever, everybody has done something, you know.
Right.
And we all did something in our lives, you know what I'm saying?
We've all had that night where, you know, you met up with a bitch queen that really wasn't your tea, or you met up with whatever you're into that really wasn't your tea, but
right.
you did it anyway because you had that itch that you needed to scratch, and
definitely.
You're absolutely right. But the fact of the matter is, are you willing to put your heart on the line for something that's just not right in your own heart anyway? Because some people feel already that it's not right, but they're willing to go through with it. I just said, but I mean,
but,
that look, that demeanor, that type, that style is what will have you losing your money and losing your mind.
You know what
I had a problem with this with? Because when everybody started posting, there was a part on there that said, would you? It's okay to say, no, I wouldn't. That's fine to say, no, I wouldn't. I don't see why people can do that. But this is the part that got me when it said, how do you? Now, people was making it seem like that it cannot be done. And I felt like that was just like us being in the gay community. How can you say it can't be done? So you're really telling me that there is nowhere in the world that an escort could ever find love.
Okay,
let me
pull the cover up for myself just a little bit, and I try to do this at least when we talk. I escorted for a very, very long time, and I did have relationships in between those times. I was one of those people that believed that I'm not going to do to you what I don't want you to do to me. So, yes, it was my lifestyle. Yes, it was something that I made a lot of money on. But when it came time to I found that special boy, because I already won a femme queen who only date butch queens, it's already I have those difficulties. Then I have to deal with the difficulties of the escorting. So some things I have to clean up. So when I go through those situations, I say, okay, let me fall back from this. Let me fall back from that. I can hustle this way, I can hustle that way. So it's not the fact that we can't find love or you shouldn't date an escort, but you have to also think about it yourself. You don't want nobody laying down with a bunch of people and then come and laying down with you. And that's just how it looks. And I'm talking from an escort's point of view. I'm not going to lay in my... When I was escorting, my husband thought it was okay. I wouldn't have dates in my bed. I wouldn't have dates at my home. I still had to respect the fact that man was staying there, even though he was a butch queen faggot. I still respected him as a man, and I treated him as such. So that's just coming from an escort. It is hard to date one, though, because you always have that watchful eye. You always thinking that, you know, the money is more important than you. You always have that low self-esteem, and it tears a person down sometimes.
That's why you have to have a separation. You have to have a separation.
Yeah,
but that's understandable. But me, myself, personally, I've never been an escort or nothing like that, but I have no respect for person. And I just think that it was crazy how some of those comments, they were going in on the situation. It's okay to have your opinion, but they were going in on the situation to the point where I was like, how can y'all say this as a gay community when 98%, now if you part of the 2% that don't, and if you're part of the 2% that don't, God bless you. When 98% of y'all know that your love is out there cheating and you pay it. You pay
it.
If
your love is out there cheating, you out there cheating. You just had sex with 1,000 men. You know, that's the same thing I say all the time when gay community, and it goes back to kind of church a little bit, when Juanita Bynum says sheets. You know, we say we want a man, we say we want love, but we keep tying sheets on because we keep having sex with you.
All right, Juanita.
Yeah, and then by the time that husband gets to you, you got so many sheets on, he can't get to your body.
Right. Come on.
So,
all right.
So that's the same way. That, you know, people condemned me for escorting, okay? It's the same way I can condemn you for, okay, this man paid me $250 to lay with me. You laid in the house for 6 Bush Queens, and you had all of them for free. So we doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We just doing it on different levels. So don't condemn me for something that you're doing that you just ain't getting paid for.
Sips on my beverage.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Right. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, J-Rock, what you're saying is that, you know, you got people out there that you know that your lover, what he's doing, and he's getting paid for it. And then some people have their lovers out there, and they're cheating, and they're not getting paid anything. Which is
hello.
But some people, some of us, are in relationships, and we don't know that our men are out there cheating. Now, what happens after we
find
out?
Your stomach tells you. You just ignore it.
Right. Well,
I'm
no, some
you,
people
you,
just ignore it, and some people will move on.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
pay,
got
it's
six in one hand, and it's six in one hand, a half a dozen in another, because it's all in how you look at it, because we've all been bought and paid for in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It's how we continue to do it. Some of us are bought and paid for by just a dance. Some of us are bought and paid for by just a dime bag of weed, a pill, or a goddamn motherfucking pack of cigarettes. Some of us are bought and paid for by a pair of shoes, a nice pair of jeans, or fucking underwear. It doesn't matter. My thing, in my own personal opinion, is I can't be with... I'd rather be in an open relationship, an open, honest relationship, where I know what you're doing, and when I say I'm not okay with it no more, I walk away with it. Hey, it's no strings attached here.
We hang out
when we hang out. We kick it when we kick it, and we don't. That way, hey, you doing you, I'm doing me. What I don't understand... all these butch queen, femme queen relationships where the butch queen is supposed to be the man of the house, but he laying around the house all day long, and he's preventing her from doing what she do to take care of her because he don't want her out there doing that. He want her to be only giving her cookies to him, but he ain't out there doing nothing to bring no money in. So at the end of the day, a bitch got to do what a woman got to do. You're not doing it for me, so... I gotta do what I gotta do.
You're not laying in this bed. If I'm out pushing the street and you sit up here pushing the sheet. Oh no, baby, that's not how this getting ready to go. We
my mama
brought
me up with the motto, I can entertain myself.
But you know what, Jason? A lot of people get it twisted. See, that's why I like staying in touch with what's going on in the straight world.
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of females that's letting niggas just lay up in a motherfucking bed and they busting their ass, going to work day in, day out, coming home, and you know they paying it. So my thing is the same thing like boys laying up on femme queens. You got real dudes laying up on real women, and it's like.
Don't I know it? I had J Rock. I got 8 sisters, and I had a few of them that was dummies, and I had to get their men and check them like boo. I don't know where you came from, but where I came from, a man provides, be it a straight man or a gay man, and that's the problem that some of us gay men have. We are at the end of the day, we're both still men.
Mm-hmm.
And a man is supposed to provide for a man. I tell men this every day walking down the street. If they ask me for a dollar, sweetie, my mother told me men don't ask men for money. So what the fuck are you?
Preach, preacher.
because I can be in a relationship with you. We're in a relationship together. I'm not going to look for you to take care of me, and I'm not going to look for you to take, and I'm not going to look to take care of you. But if I lose my job today or tomorrow, if I get sick because you are my man, you need to be there for me until I can pick myself back up. If you lose your job today or tomorrow or you get sick, I need to be there for you until you get back up on your feet. But it's not no I take care of you and you just sit around and you do what the fuck you want, or you take care of me and I go to work and I come home and I give my paycheck to you, bitch. Have several seats and several stadiums, because that ain't going to happen in my house.
Hold on. Wait the fuck. Mr. Man said, J-Rock, if you sell your ass, you don't love yourself. So how can you love somebody else? Bitch, let me address this, because I've never sold my ass, but I do understand. Let me tell you something. How you give your ass up for free to 5,000 motherfuckers on Jack A for A, B, G, C, and everything else? Bitch, if you going to tap this, you better pay the motherfucking up. Run me my money.
I'm not even going to be boisterous about it, and I'm not even going to let it bother me the way I think it should. Let me tell you something. I love myself more than anybody loves me. I have seen people put themselves in very strange predicaments for less than what I have done. I have seen people lay up in a bed with people who they know were HIV positive and paid it because they wanted to have a nice night. I have sat up there and watched girls on Jack and BBC give it away, and girl didn't even know the boy's name. And they were letting them bust all in them and sticking their tongue out and taking nut on their all their tongue. So how dare you sit up there and say, well, who don't love who and who don't love what? You don't love yourself for even making that kind of comment. You don't know what I have to do, what my struggles are. So you need to figure it out for yourself before you realize what you're speaking about on someone else.
In the words of my sister Khadija, my ass is my ass.
See, I'm not going to take us to church, but there's a story in the Bible where Jesus was with amongst men. And they came to Jesus with this woman.
All right.
And they said all this ungodly stuff about this woman. And Jesus started paying it. And he started writing in the sand. And they was like, what the fuck is this Negro doing? And he was just a writing. And he
was just a writing.
And he was just a writing. And he started writing, let he who is with sin cast the first motherfucking stone. And them motherfuckers was like looking and saying, what, huh? Who shook? He done shook the motherfucking table. If you ain't walked in my motherfucking shoes, then bitch, don't put them on, because I doubt seriously they will fit in on your motherfucking feet, because I don't know your struggles and you don't know mine, and I don't know what she had to do to make it through to keep a roof over her head, but what the bitch did it. I don't know what you doing to keep a roof over your head, but congratulations, because guess what? You kept that roof over your head. So don't judge nobody because you ain't been in their shoes.
Can I ask you one question? What Bible is this?
What Bible?
Shoot.
Tiana, I can't take it. What Bible is this with all these words in there?
I understand that. He just said he had a sermon. I was ready for the sermon. He said F this and F that and screw this and F you, bitch. I said, whoa.
But you know what, though? In the Bible,
Jasmine,
what
is wait a minute. Jasmine, RJ... Enrique and the bishop said they all got their hands up.
The bishop. Yeah, I don't have a talk. Yes.
But you know what? My thing is, like I said, I always feel like this. And everybody, like I said, you would think that I was in this situation from the way I talk. No. Like I said, I was raised by a country woman from Arkansas that always tell people at church, she's a missionary evangelist. But
all
when
right,
she get up and when she bring the message, she always say, I was a hoe. And I used to always say, come on, why would you say that? And then when you listen to the stories and stuff like that, she really wasn't no hoe. It's just that she feel like if she let these women know, baby, if God can come change my life, he can change your life. So I was always raised to not respect
and
this person.
Okay, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, what's up? I just want to say one word.
Wait a minute, let him finish, Enrique.
I wouldn't finish. No,
oh my goodness!
Now, this is the thing that I'm saying.
A lot of people can miss. Now, I'm not saying go out there and do something that you are not comfortable with or you are not or you are against. I'm saying a lot of people will miss out on real love by judging people. You don't know who is for you. There is somebody for everybody. So just because that person went through a struggle, that may have been their struggle. Now, if you don't agree with it and they decide, I'm going to give this up for you because you didn't came and swept me off my feet, then that may be the person of your dreams. But if they saying, but bitch, we can be together, but I'm going to do this because this is what I do and this is what I love to do, this is what I like to do, and you got a problem with it, don't pursue it. But never judge another man because somebody could be judging you.
All right, honey. What's his name?
That's
J-Rock.
That's
hey, J-Rock.
Hey.
I like him. That was nice.
You'll see him Saturday.
I'm going to get my little sip of cocktail. Like this. Good show.
Enrique.
Enrique.
Hallelujah. That's all
Hallelujah,
I wanted to say.
Enrique.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother.
Exactly. Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey.
I don't know if I'm listening to, like, radio talk or I'm going to say gay Bible studies or whatever.
Oh, my.
Gay Bible
studies. Because
some of the words y'all use it with the scripture, I know God is like, work. Work.
Wow. It was very, it was definitely explicit tonight. Parental guidance
was definitely
suggested.
You
got to
reach them where they are.
Definitely NC-17. Sheesh.
Uh-huh. You said you got to reach them where they are.
That's true.
Whew.
And right now, I'm about to reach him on Grindr.
Oh, my. We just, wow.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
I've been in red form tonight.
I waved my church fan, honey.
Why is Trayvon in the chat room talking to himself? Nobody is answering him, and he having a whole conversation with himself.
In what chat room?
The Blog Talk Radio chat. But he is
like, that him, SJ? That's him.
That's why Mother London always say, San-jan-dan-dan-dan-dan-dan-dan-dan.
Oh, my God. I never knew that was him.
That's why every time... Jasmine hang up on me, talking about, no, log me back on.
Jasmine, did you bring the bishop on?
Where is the bishop? I need prayer after this topic.
Okay, he's right here. He's right here. He's unmuted.
Bishop? Not
bishop.
Michi.
Oh, bishop.
The bishop.
Bishop?
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
First of all, I used to be an escort.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And let me tell you something. A Fem Queen got me. She put me together a long time. She put me together a long time ago.
Wait a minute.
I love her to this day. But I'm gonna tell you something. She put me together a long time ago. She was escorting also. The thing is, we had an agreement. You know, this was like one person that I really, really loved. But she got me together because I was one of them type of bush queens. Like, okay, she would get me hooked up on the, you know, escort website or whatever.
Right.
But the thing is, she started to say that, and I didn't take it in heed of it. She started to tell me that you need to go and find your ass a job, rather than being a biological female telling me that shit. She loved me so dearly that she said, nigga, you need to get your ass up and get a job. So what she did was, she fixed me real good. What she did was, she came in one day and said, you got to get out of my house.
All right.
This was in Miami. I had a place to stay in D.C., but I ain't had no motherfucking money to fly back to D.C. What ended up happening was, she said, why don't you go and see about one of the people that used to dance when you down here. Why don't you go and stay at their house? Because I love you dearly. She said this, I love you dearly. But I'm not going to have you on your ass not doing nothing. You're doing all the escort, whatever, but I want a man with a nice job. And the thing is, she didn't do escorting all the time herself. She taught dance classes. in the evening, and she got paid off that. So she didn't really do the escort thing like that. But the thing is that I understood that she brought me together on a whole rack of shit. I didn't want to say it at first, but it took me years to understand what she was telling me. And what y'all saying right now is some real good shit for people that are going through the same situation
mm-hmm.
that any other individual was going through with a film queen or dealing with a film queen that escorts or dealing with the other queen that escorts. Everybody is, I mean, keep it real with you. It is hard to keep a relationship. For me, it's hard to keep a relationship with both parties escorting. It's hard to keep a relationship with one party escorting. Why don't both parties just come together and talk and say, yeah, we're not going to keep this. We're going to make
a plan.
Who is
falling out?
I mean, who is falling out like that?
I'm sorry. I apologize. My inbox went crazy real fast. I'm sorry.
Yes, my inbox is going crazy.
Like
this is what I'm saying. I'm going to end it like this. If you love a person,
fine.
If you love a person,
yeah,
then you're going to be hard on that person.
Huh?
Love, you're going to be hard on them. That's what made me realize that I lost the best thing I could ever have.
Right.
And I wish I still had her. Now she married to a dude.
What the hell?
So,
Bishop,
so
can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Bishop?
What's up, man?
Do you still escort or do you actually have a real job now?
Actually, I'm unemployed right now.
That was a bishop?
That's another bishop, sir.
That's another
bishop.
You know,
I thought that was
talking
actually, about the other.
I'm actually contemplating on coming back to dance. I'm actually in physical training right now to come back to dance.
Wait a minute, what kind of dance? Wait a minute, Bishop, what kind of dance do you do?
Well, from this picture, he looks like an exotic dancer.
I'm an international exotic dancer. I was with K-Rock Productions from Atlanta.
Hold on. Go ahead, Bishop. I'm sorry, they're being rude. Go ahead.
I used to dance with K-Rock Productions and ATL, a.k.a. now Devious Productions. Now, also, you have the TNT Entertainment in D.C. I used to dance with them also.
Can I get a show?
Bishop, are you going to be in D.C.? Because I would like to be in D.C. to my sister, Kiana.
Yes. I live in D.C., man.
Oh.
T said he might come to Gagawin and reconnect with you.
Kiana? I'm going to need to have your best Sandy dress on.
Oh, no, baby. I'm cold, honey. I'm baking my cookies.
Depending on if I can get some tokens.
Tokens.
Yes.
You better. You know what, Bishop? You better stop there tomorrow night, bro.
Oh, my God.
Tokens.
Bishop, I got a question.
Y'all better leave their hands on.
No shade. J-Rock, I look at the question. No shade.
I have a question.
I'm not really pressed to come to Gagawin, because I'm going to hit a gag on Monday.
What is he?
Bishop, I have a question for you.
Yeah,
listening? You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening, baby.
Okay. Was the movie Hustle and Flow about you?
I am done.
Flow based on your life, because you sound just, when you be saying mine, you know what I'm saying, mine.
J-Rock Bridge goes to your brother. First, he lost Naeem at the Bishop. He ain't going to use Kiana either.
He ain't
using First of all, I ain't got no tokens. I have a Metro card. And I thought tokens been out. I don't
Let
shake my purse. My purse is
Wait.
Empty. My purse Baby, is empty.
No, I say shake it. I'm sure I'm going to get his tokens to meet
Bishop.
Up with you. Not for you to shake
Oh,
him.
He ain't going to meet up with me. I'm baking cookies.
Bishop, let me ask you a question. Shut up, y'all. Y'all so rude. Ooh, I can't stand y'all sometimes.
Oh, my God.
You just get into a deep voice, Jason.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Let me go back to talking like I was when I was going off on that call. Do I have to do that?
If I get some money and I ain't got my daughter, this weekend.
He just said he had no tokens.
Bishop,
got no tokens.
Can I ask my damn question? Damn, y'all so thirsty.
We're not thirsty, we're trying to get us a few tokens to put in our purse.
Oh, Bishop, do you just like the girls and you like Butch Queens too?
Oh, Lord.
You thirsty. Look at you.
No, because I might got somebody that can get him some tokens. Shut the fuck up.
No.
Her Jack account must be open.
Hey, man, let him answer the question, please. Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I could never see myself with a man that got a mustache. I could never kiss a man that got another mustache just like I do.
Oh, my.
You the bishop, and
hell,
you the bishop, and my
hell,
sister, she the evangelist.
No,
I'm not.
Yeah,
he all yours and not.
No, baby.
I can't help him get no tokens.
You the bishop, my sister, is the evangelist.
Hold on. This is the thing.
I definitely can
hang out and have a real conversation, hug a Butch Queen.
With the evangelist.
I can hang out with people like that.
J-Rock, he is no threat to you because you still had your head with the girls and with the Butch Queens.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. I need to do something really quickly.
Muted.
Why do you keep saying muted?
I'm ready for it.
Well, I don't know. Am I muted?
I've been muted all night.
Oh, okay.
Got my token.
Misha, you never was muted.
I'm not muted.
Okay. Thank God, Michi's not muted. But who's the one with
the
token?
Okay, but hold on.
Come on here.
Michi, Kiana, Enrique, Bishop.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
I want you to meet somebody.
She got to look good.
Trayvon, meet Bishop.
Oh, fuck no. You talking about the same motherfucking Trayvon that I think that's a fake-ass profile? You got to be motherfucking playing with me. This nigga said he was going to come over my motherfucking house and motherfucking wreck havoc over this motherfucking house.
No. You got me fucked up. First off,
hey,
I know that I was going to your house. First off,
hey,
dude, don't play with me.
Hey, dude, I said what it is, dude. I think you a fake-ass motherfucker, fake-ass pretending-ass nigga. One of them type of niggas that I motherfucking knock the block off in the motherfucking street, nigga. Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm talking. Respect your motherfucking elders, bitch. Nigga, you one of the motherfuckers that be on the motherfucking chat line phone gangsting it like shit, nigga. You phone gangsting like shit, nigga. I sent the video on Facebook showing you, nigga, it's not a game.
Okay, so who the fuck are you trying to tell me? Hey, dude, shut your bitch ass up, nigga. I'm not, nigga, wait, nigga. I mean, you know, actually, dude, put your hands in your pocket right now, nigga. I don't care if you're yelling or touching shit, nigga. Dude, I want to hear that shit, dude. Hey, dude, put your hands in your pocket. I can't see right now. Jason?
I'm here.
Mark? Vanna?
He's going to be the judge and panel.
J-Rock?
Me?
I'm kidding.
Me, she's here. Can we vote again?
Hello? Can anybody hear me? Am I unmuted?
Yeah.
I got my tokens.
Damn, that was a whole lot.
Bishop, get my tokens. I don't even have no tokens, but I'll go buy them stuff.
No,
Jazz,
I know you're about to ask.
You're a motherfucking talking, nigga.
Jasmine, I know what you're about to ask. One bishop.
Put your hands in your motherfucking pocket, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, Daddy. I'm sorry. I think next time we need to work with a bag of nickels because, geez, Tokus is out of the question.
No shade. I'm going to use that line. Put your hands in your
pocket. Put your hands in your motherfucking pocket, nigga.
Yes, I'm using
See,
that.
Jasmine.
Man, you got to stop this
one
violence.
Bishop.
I was scared. I was so scared.
Jasmine, one
shut
bishop.
Up. No shade.
Shut
up.
Grand
prize. Thug realness all
he
day.
He said, shut the fuck up and respect your elders, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Baby. He didn't even give Milan a chance to say anything.
The realness all day.
Oh,
wait. Did y'all catch this? Nobody has been able to make Trayvon raise his voice. This Trayvon got mad.
But I didn't understand what the bishop was going with his story. It was so Iyanla. There's just a lot going on. Please help me. Save my son.
Can he tell him, Jasmine, can you bring him back on so he can say, take your hands out your pocket, because my hands are still in my motherfucking pocket.
You know
pocket.
What, Jason? I know what pocket you really want, honey.
I live for the bishop.
Jason, I know what pocketbook you really want, honey. Huh? You
yes, honey. Yeah, I am.
I'm shaking my purse. I got my token.
I got a Metro card.
Oh.
Shut up. My token.
Congratulations. Bishop, you're on the air.
Congratulations.
I got a token. Here goes $20. How many tokens?
You know what, Enrique?
20.
I'm gonna get you, Enrique. This is not over, Enrique. It's
war. Oh, I live.
This is
I love
too
it.
Much.
Misha,
are you getting your life?
I am. Put your hand in your motherfucking pocket, nigga. Mm.
Baby.
You know what, Jazz? No, Jazz, you know what? He made me totally forget the name of it. Who was the person that came on last season that had all the girls going, I forgot
his name, too. I think Nicole was talking about
it
him
was
and stuff
Duke.
Like this.
It was, wasn't it Duke?
No. He was telling me.
Yeah,
it was Buck. Buck. His name was Buck.
Yeah, oh. Right.
Oh, my.
Now you got Buck last season, and you got Bishop this season.
When I tell you this is a good show tonight, there's a lot of token saving, a lot of nickels wrapped. Woo.
Yeah.
I told you I was in a good mood today.
You, honey.
And I said I wanted to have fun before all
the
festivities this weekend, so
I knocked the blocks off your bitch.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. We went from Oprah to Dr. Phil to T.D. Jakes to Good Times. How did that happen?
Jerry Springer.
We went to Good Times.
We
went over to Good Times to Sanford and Son. I can't do it.
We went from Good Times to Oz.
Okay, Bray Adebisi.
Yes.
Wow. Honey, let me get my...
Jason, Mark, we got some quotes for Tuesday night, bitch.
Honey, let me get my church fan right now. I'm hot.
Wait a minute, so I'm looking at his picture. So he's an exotic dancer?
How the hell you going to be an international go-go dancer?
It's possible. It's possible. In the Navy.
So you
going
to tell me he was in that?
He got a picture of him in the Bahamas.
Bahamas, so he ain't even got no tokens. You ain't even got no money to get on the plane.
Okay,
to
he fell on hard time. Look at his pictures and go to the rum. Go
you
to the
you know what,
rum.
Jason, I know what's going on in that pocketbook of yours. I'm going to really find out.
Earl, you need to... Mama, you already know I don't shake my purse. The girls shake their purse for me.
No, if any of the girls, if any of the boys looking for me to shake my purse is empty. I barely can shake it myself.
We in a recession. I had to put up a back page. I had to pay for my hotel.
You know what, Jason? I am going to go bake my cookies. I think I burnt one. Thank you.
I had to go downtown and buy me a wig just so I could pay for my room this weekend.
I pray you made it, honey.
J-Rock won't be the only one that surprises that gaggle wing.
I got a surprise for that damn Vonna too. I'm going to fix her. Show her real quick.
Are y'all walking the same category, Keon?
Yeah, we will. I'm going to show that bitch. She's going to roll her eyes at me. She better not get hit with my motherfucking tray and my goddamn my cookies, honey.
Girl, you better leave this bakery I'm about to bring to you, girl. You're not
going to
get no
understanding. Bonnie, you are not going to threaten me. I'm getting nervous. I don't play with other folks' kids.
Other folks' kids.
And in all of my cookies, I got
tokens
in there, bitch.
Jasmine, get security. She about to steal my cookies. It's going to be a fight.
You ain't
need
cookies, honey. I hope your cookies are good. You
ain't need
cookies.
Oh, I can cook, baby. I throws down to the
down
now.
Yeah, I do too, bitch. No shame.
No, not you. I heard about your cooking.
Oh, good. No, I heard about your cooking, girl.
See, you fine. Okay, meet me in the back. Wow. You know what? This has really been a really good show tonight. That was fun. Now, give me a little bit of Moscato. I'll be okay.
Wow.
You know what? I needed this. I really needed this.
I did, too.
Me, too.
I did, too. I had a lot of pent-up anger in me.
Why are you angry at you, Jason? What's going on with you?
Because a lot of stuff has just frustrated me. And, Kiana, I'm the type of person that I will just, because I just try to just let things, brush things off. And sometimes you just have it stored up in you and you just take it in and you just take it in and you just take it in.
Right.
And sometimes you just, like, now I understand why they have that ban list, because sometimes you just don't know what it's going to take to make a girl snap.
Yeah, that's true. But sometimes you just got to be like Jay-Z and brush it off your shoulder.
Right.
I have fun. I mean, I like to have fun too much. I mean, if something occurs right then and there, I'm lighting you right then and there. I don't give a goddamn if you're a pioneer, legend. I'm reading you right then and there. And then I just feel better about it afterwards. I can still kiki.
And the funny thing is, Mark, the people underestimate you, but Mark, you are really a nice person, because when we was at the ball, we had such a nice talk in the back. You're really a nice person.
They just take me a little bit personal. Too many gays in the scene that got too many other problems for me, so I just...
Oh, my.
I mean, it's not about being funny, but, I mean, a lot of people have a lot of different issues, so I just kiki at them. You know, I usually kiki with them, but now I just kiki at them.
That's old school. You took it old school. I'm kiki. I'm laughing right at you.
Well, we will have us a good kiki on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I'm excited, actually.
And then, mind you, I'm going to be lit like Christmas, bitch. Y'all going to get
If you're going to be lit like Christmas, I'm going to be popping like the 4th of July.
Yes, oh, my God. And I'm going to be very trick-or-treat.
And whoever passed by that damn London
Street. And J-Rock is going to be, oh, come all ye faithful.
No, you did not say that. Feliz Navidad.
No, J-Rock is going to be standing right there for Cowboy Sex Siren.
Cowboy Sex Siren. Jasmine, when did you add that category?
J-Rock, you walking Cowboy Sex Siren.
No, I'm going to be standing there. The guy like Sex Siren, I'm pretty sure the Cowboys can walk.
All right, J-Rock, honey.
Jasmine. When did you add Cowboy Sex Siren?
I didn't
cowboy,
say
cowboy.
Sex Siren. I said cowboy.
and this cowboy better get cut, have a knife, have some blood on him, something.
I hope he's going to have them butt-out chaps on.
I said Catboy Sex Siren, Senior, Junior, and Catboy.
Oh, Catboy Sex Siren.
Catboy. Yes, I'm going to be waiting for the Catboy.
Right. Uh-oh. Well, all right, who me out like that?
Wait a minute, J-Rock, do you like Catboy?
Do I?
Uh-oh. How could you like a Catboy? You just
I told y'all he confused. He like
J Rock is. J Rock is one of the people with that new thing, trisexual. I think he just likes a lot of different things.
But I just told me he just said. Did he, was he the one that just said? Did J Rock? Did you say you was a bottom?
No, I never
said I was a bottom.
Mark said he was bottom. Mark said he was. Who said they was No Walls Wilma?
That ain't nobody on this phone.
Oh, sorry.
That ain't nobody on this phone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hey. I must have been bothered that called me and told me that. Sorry.
No Walls Wilma?
It must have been. It must have been.
Enrique.
It must have been
Enrique.
Right,
Enrique. Keep it cute or keep it new. Keep it cute or keep it new. Because your son, that's all I'm going to say. Your son.
Oh, my.
Enrique.
I like the name Wilma.
Why?
Wilma, you got Wilma, you got Wilma, you got Betty, you got Fred, you got
Betty Blue
Balls,
yes,
you honey. Have a boo, yes.
Well, I'm the Rock, so my walls
and
are
I can't
very tight,
what you
and these walls collapse.
Oh,
well, you know, I'm gonna be very honest with y'all. I don't even know if I have sex more than 3 times a year. I mean, considering
three
I'm
times
not,
a year.
If I'm not with somebody, I don't. I probably wouldn't be.
Come on, Mark. That's right.
No, Mark is very picky.
No, yeah. I'm dead serious. I swear on my life. If I'm not with somebody on a call,
right.
it might be 3 times a year. Might.
Wow.
If you're with somebody, it might be 3 times a year.
Huh?
Well,
you said if you're in a relationship.
If I'm in a relationship, we can have sex until whenever. But,
okay.
Ooh.
I thought you were going to say three. I was going to say,
nah,
you fucking
shit. No. If I'm not in a relationship, it's very, 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 very picky. And you know how people get very, oh, girl, how picky can you be? You know what the queens get. Miss Thing, you can't. How do you fucking
You know what?
Be honest. I'm just a very picky person. I'm not dealing with somebody who's versatile. I just feel like it just ruins everything. It means that the relationship is only going to be, it's going to be on a time span. So basically,
right.
Why even get into it? Because eventually they're going to want something that I choose not to provide.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, can I ask y'all a question? Because I'm a little confused with this. What
mm-hmm.
the fuck is a versatile bottom or a versatile top? I'm
hanging
ain't
up.
No
I'm
such
hanging
goddamn
up.
Thing.
I'm hanging up.
There
oh
is
my.
No such there is no such damn thing. There is.
Rhonda, let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you. And I don't care how many verse tops and verse bottoms either on the line or either is listening. A verse top and a verse bottom has been set up and designed for people who want to do certain things and won't allow other people to do certain things to them. So they put this prepositional phrase in front of an already preferential phrase. You know what I mean? It's already verse. You can't take anything away from the word verse. It just means that you're verse. So how are you going to throw top and bottom in there? You could say, you know, this is their excuse. In the relationship, I can do both. But if I'm not in a relationship, then I'm more of a top or I'm more of a bottom. How are you going to say what you're more of when you do both?
Oh, wow.
I just don't understand that. That is so complex.
Verse top,
I only just
have bottom.
One label
this
for
is my goal. Vonna, this is my definition. A verse top or a verse bottom means if I go get in bed with you and your dick is bigger than mine, bitch,
ooh.
I'm the bottom.
Oh, my.
What? So if their dick is not bigger than yours, mother, then you
I'm
the top.
Still the. If their dick is not bigger than mine, then why are we in the bed anyway? Because I'm still the bottom.
That went in here.
Ooh, jeez.
The definition of
not
top
saying
and
that I'm a size queen because I'm not a size queen, but if your
ooh,
meat.
Now I know where I get it from. Okay, go ahead.
But if your meat ain't going to do nothing but make me go, ooh, you gave me gas, bitch, we don't need to be fucking.
Back wow.
Down south, a verse top and a verse bottom means a verse top is somebody that would much rather.
Went on a wild hayride and somebody can fuck off and hit their head.
No, I'm telling you what their excuse is. Their excuse is verse top is I do not like getting fucked or whatever, you know. And then verse bottom is I don't like fucking, but I will fuck you if you're gonna fuck me.
Oh my!
I'm gonna do what
in other words, I'm gonna do what you want me to do to get what I want.
Exactly.
That's kind of being submissive.
They use that excuse to get what they want at that point in time, and which usually ends up being verts anyway.
You're fully versatile, and I don't understand what the word fully versatile is. You're just versatile.
Exactly.
Right.
The whole
just
thing
like another thing, like with
top,
me,
you do like both.
With me,
just,
something that I never understood till now, and I think is disgusting, because when I always used to use power bottom, I used it as a way of saying because I'm aggressive, and sometimes you just got to take the dick. And sometimes you just got to take control. But now a power bottom is just some bitch that's going to lay on their back and just let you fuck them all day long like they stupid.
It ain't nothing wrong with a power bottom. I just heard a couple of things. Thank you. I'm off the line. Thank you.
But why would you consider somebody a power bottom if they're just a bottom? I mean, do you throw the word power
because
in?
Because a power bottom means, bitch, they going to lay there and let you fuck them
all
day long, just pounce into them, and they just going to lay there and take it. Then you going to jump out. Somebody else going to jump in.
Uh-huh.
They're going to take two dicks in their ass at one time. We've seen the video.
I don't think
that's
necessarily true.
They're going to get
fisted. Wait a minute. What? Crazy.
Wow.
Well, what's y'all definition? Okay, well, then we're going to go around this table. What's your definition of a power bottom?
Mine would be exactly what you said. A power bottom is somebody who's more of an aggressive bottom that basically likes to take control. I mean,
I'm going to disagree with that one. A power bottom to me is somebody who takes dick constantly. He can be going hours and hours and hours and still don't get enough. To me, that's a power bottom. A power bottom to me is somebody who can be on jack, leave somebody's house after getting fucked, going to the next person's house, takes a break to clean out, and go to the next person's house. To me, that's a power bottom.
No, that's
but
just somebody
that's
nasty.
Well, you know, that's just somebody that's nasty and a whore. No, there's different definitions then, because
that is true.
In some places, power bottom means...
Oh, my God,
no, listen,
my child.
Listen,
if y'all could see what the bishop just wrote to me, y'all would lose your mind.
What happened? My gosh.
I love all that shit. I love fucking and getting topped. I love all it, damn it.
Oh, gosh.
He likes what?
Let's go for it. I'm no power bottom, though. A power bottom is Trayvon.
Oh, so I was right then.
No, he likes the girls.
No. I'm just saying I was right for what I'm texting that room.
You're absolutely right. But he wants that with the girls.
What do you want with the girl?
He wants the girl to go boom.
He likes to be slammed by the girls.
Oh, my.
Well, that's
like
out
girls,
Tiana.
Girls, make go
no, 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 no. I'm none of the above. I'm a woman.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay, there you go.
The definition of a power bottom to some people is a bottom that know what they're doing and they know how to handle you and, you know what I'm saying, make your motherfucking toes curl everything. And then after they get finished, you be like, can I please have some more? And they be like, you know, calm down. I'll get to you later.
That's an aggressive bottom to me.
Wait, hold on for a second, Gus. Let me call my girlfriend Bottom. Bottom! Bottom! I'm here.
What you want, girl? Here I go. Huh? Oh, my God. I am getting my life tonight.
Oh, let me tell you, RJ just posted what an actual gay male term bottom of the power bottom is. The different dictionaries, they do have this as a power bottom, a dominant bottom. That's exactly what most of us on this line, I guess.
A dominant bottom, it doesn't mean you're getting fucked all the time, because you can't, if you just land there being a fucking slut and everybody just jumping in and out of you, you ain't no power bottom. You're a hoe.
That's what I'm thinking. That's just whoring when you do stuff like that. To me, a power bottom is just somebody who's well experienced.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. They'll make your motherfucking toes curl till they break.
Even overqualified.
Till they break.
I take it that J-Rock likes power bottoms.
Enrique said till they break.
So wow. Let me, okay. So
how you walking, how you walking pigeon-toed in the morning like
since we're there, let me ask, let's be honest. Do you enjoy, because I know me, myself, I enjoy foreplay and body contact and all that actually more than I
you
enjoy.
Gotta lick it before you stick it there.
And
body contact? What the hell is that, rubbing with oils and grease and stuff?
Yes, bitch, don't you know?
Bitch, you ain't no masseuse, Jason, bitch, you like dick.
Yes, I am a masseuse girl. I massage that motherfucking head, honey.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hold up. This is a little bit too much now. I can't be kidding.
It is, Mark. It's a little just
a masseuse.
Oh, my God. Naima, baby, I hope that you meet the bishop, honey, because he said his weakness is pretty women with big foot longs.
Yeah,
honey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
Bishop, bitch, you are going to be my butch queen friend because I know that I ain't got to worry about my men around you. Hallelujah.
Okay. Yeah, I would hang out with him, too.
Lord.
Yes, honey. And if anybody tried, all you got to do is say, put them hands in that motherfucking pocket.
Oh, my.
Ain't that the truth?
Knock a brick off you, bitch.
It definitely must be a lunch special. Sheesh.
Yes, honey. If
two
bitch,
for
I,
a sandwich.
Bishop, you would be my bodyguard at Gag and Wayne. Yes, you would.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I have really had fun tonight. And yeah. It's almost time for us to say good night.
Good night.
Wow.
Well, I'll be the first to say it's going to be a pleasure meeting all of you that I have never had the pleasure of meeting at Gaggle Wing. I cannot wait to see you all there.
Yeah,
it
is
going to
be
lots of fun.
Definitely.
So I hope you're ready. Bitch, I am high. I am high as shit, and a bitch might be going out on a date. Shh, don't tell nobody. Ooh, Nicole, Nicole, I love you because you took me to a place that I needed to go tonight. I'm done.
Well, good night, everybody. Y'all will see me at the end. Y'all will see me at the end of the runway waiting for the Cowboys and Pretty Boys.
Lord.
Thank you, J-Rock. Bonnie, you say goodnight?
Good night, everybody. I cannot wait to see everybody this weekend.
Thank you, Ron. Mark, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. This is going to be a definite blast this weekend, and please don't think I want you. I'm just stoned.
Meet you saying good night.
Good night, everybody, and everybody go out and have a good time and keep your hands in your motherfucking pocket.
Enrique, say good night.
I just want to wish everybody a great night, and I'll be happy to see everybody this weekend, those who I've met before and those who I haven't.
Thank you, Enrique. Trayvon, you want to say good night? Want to say good night?
Hello?
Want to say goodnight?
No, I don't.
Okay, goodnight then. Jason, you want to say goodnight? I think you did already, right?
Huh?
You said goodnight already?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Everyone, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show. See you this weekend. Everybody come and have fun. Leave all that drama alone. All that stupid negativity. Let's have fun this weekend. I want to thank you for everybody coming out. Again, contact me if you have any questions, problems, concerns. Order categories most likely will be up Friday, Saturday. And everyone have a safe week traveling and stuff. And thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on Monday with Kelly's recap show from the festivities of Gagoline. Have a good one. I'm going to leave you with a scandalous commercial once again.
Yeah!
go weed, bitches. Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh, girl, I got you 7 times, and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips and hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you can never catch a beat, so girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I always used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Sanaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball. Do you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball? Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane says, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne. This is what I want to see. Angel comes in laughing and kicking, ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kick.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with three backflips. Laomi spins in the middle, screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't rolled cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow and that Vogue is a stunt. Yeah, go weed, bitches. This is what I want to see.